Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Family received death threats almost immediately after the shooting. As a policing family here in Dallas and across the country, there is a heightened sense of awareness around threats we receive all over the country.
Haha. So, man, I tell you something. It has been quite a night. It has been quite a night. So I am, I'm going to tell you, this is, I don't even know where to start, man. I don't even know where to start. I just got some more information to add to the case file. First off, I'm going to say this. I think it is an organized effort, and I'm noticing an increase. There are some people who got mad, somebody who got mad when we were talking about the robot.
Explode face,
small wonder. And they decided to, like, I had the cops at my house last night till after, like, 1 a.m. God bless the police. I'm going to tell you something. They, you know, they had the black ribbon around their badges, and they showed up, and their hearts were heavy, and you could tell. You could tell. They don't ever respond to any calls anymore singularly, ever. That is the new rule in police departments across the country. And it is tough right now. It is tough right now. And they are still protecting and serving. Unreal. And so there were some people who were mad about that, mad about the fact that, oh, I don't know, that I wouldn't somehow immediately just jump down on the cops and all of this stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of unbelievable. So I'm going to say this, and then we're going to start the show. I don't get intimidated and I don't get scared. I get angry and I get even and I win. And I win every single time. And I will see you long before you ever see me. So I'm going to make that crystal clear right the hell now. So all these cats out there who think they're so cool with their Google Foo and they're trying to go after my sponsors and all of this other stuff. Dudes, you haven't even seen anything. I've been doing this a hell of a lot longer than you. I am meaner than you. And I have more resources than you. And I will dig you into a hole in the ground. And if you don't think that I won't, why don't you try me? I'm from the Ozarks. My uncle's got a pig farm. Those animals eat bones. So shut up. I ain't playing, man. I ain't playing. People got their opinions and everybody needs to chill out. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm on the side of the police here. I'm going to default to the police's side, period. And I'm going to wait until all the facts are in on a particular situation. And if that don't please you, Dana don't care. That's just how that rocks. So if you're mad that I'm not having a knee-jerk reaction about somebody that fought with cops and resisted arrest and ended up getting shot as part of the process, then you know what? Why don't you go and start a MySpace blog and tell the world about how disenfranchised you are and about how victimized you are and everything else? Because all throughout the world, there have been squeaky wheels and there have been people who have been wanting to pass off the blame of their incompetency, and they want to reframe it as a victimhood status. All throughout history, we have seen this. You are no different, Buttercup. This is ridiculous. I'm tired of this. You know, the whole thing about this is that we have individuals, and it's all based on, and I'm going to get in the statistics with you. I want you to hang on to the program because I'm going to educate you. I am going to enlighten you. I am going to take you to church. You will be raising your hands and say hallelujah, even if you are an atheist. So we're going to get some edumacation going on today. We will get education, and I'm going to tell you something. I put my name on everything. I put my face on everything. I go where I want to go, and I do what I want to do. And I'm not going to get intimidated, and I'm not going to be shouted down by an angry mob, and I'm not going to be doing it. None of that is not going to happen. I don't know if you know me or not, but that's not the stock where I come from. So anyway, that's how we're starting the show today. I'm done with it. I'm done with these whiny-ass brats screaming about stuff. I'm done with people targeting anybody that has a difference of opinion. And, you know, quite frankly, if you're one of those individuals that doesn't want to wait for the facts to come in and you want to go shooting off, no pun intended, your mouth at people, you want to go and try to dox people. And, by the way, don't play with doxing. Don't sit here and act like because you looked up something on GoDaddy on a sponsor that's you doxing. I can get your Social Security number and birth certificate in less than 4 minutes. So you want to show doxing, I'll show you how that worked. I used to do Oppo for Democrats, so you know you're talking to somebody who's done this for a long time. Anyway, that's how we're starting the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Kane, how you doing today, baby?
I'm good.
You're
how
doing
about
good,
you?
Baby?
Oh wait, no, we know how you are. I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I did hear about, but outside of what you're talking about specifically, how's your little guy?
He's all right. We're gonna get into all that because I started my night in the ER with my youngest kid, and I'll share all of that. And then it started with the police in my house because I had Stalky McStalkerson calling up my house and threatening to come over and all this stuff. So, and then threatening on Twitter and everything else. So
you need to send Splody McSplodeface to Stalky McStalkerson.
Dude, I have a drone and I have an arsenal and I have elevated positions around my property. It's all on camera.
I
got everything. So I'm just saying, you know, if you want to be dumb, I mean, by all means. Anyway, so this is what we got to get into today, because we have the president, we have members of Congress. I'm seeing some file footage of Splody McSplodeface right now. He's my best friend. We're going to go Jared's and get some Mizpahs. So we're going to get into the president is in Dallas, and he's going to be speaking at the Dallas Memorial, and he's going to be doing all that stuff. And he's there with Ted Cruz. And Nancy Pelosi, I believe, is flying in on Air Force One as well. Greg Abbott, with whom we're praying for, is having some skin grafts today. I'm going to tell you how hardcore Greg Abbott is. The governor of Texas was in Wyoming on vacation when all of this went down. And he ended up ultimately scalding himself. He has third-degree burns on his legs. Very serious. He was kept overnight in the hospital. He has an infection. I mean, this is life-threatening stuff. And even he gave his remarks on Dallas even while he was in a massive amount of pain with third-degree burns, and he didn't know. It ended up getting out, and his office said, you know what, the focus is on Dallas right now. It's not on the governor's situation. The governor, he's going to be fine. The focus is on Dallas. This is what happened. That's all there is to it. He was dealing with the business of Texas from his hospital bed. He was on the phone with the president from his hospital bed. Now, he's probably going to be prevented from going to the RNC, but our prayers are up for Texas Governor Greg Abbott because he is in, I mean, I can't imagine. He's getting skin grafts today. He's going to be in some pretty serious pain. So anyway, we got a lot going on. We have this. We also have now authorities are investigating the threat to blow up 3 Philadelphia police districts. We have more information on what happened in Michigan, and a vigil in Baltimore ended when someone opened fire as well. We have this. We have a ton of other stuff. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's quick five.
Well, insert Cartman voice here. Screw you guys. The Bahamas has a new U.S. travel advisory. They literally say, use extreme caution around police. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration, by the way, let's not talk about how corrupt they are in their government. Let's not do that, okay? We're not going to talk about that today. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration has taken note of recent tensions in some American cities. They advise all Bahamians traveling to the U.S., but especially to the affected cities, to exercise caution. They say, in particular, young males are asked to exercise extreme caution in affected cities in their interactions with police. Do not be confrontational and cooperate. You should always, like, be respectful, particularly when you're going to somebody else's country that isn't yours. So that is just FYI. I mean, that's... Why would they do that? What is the point of doing that? So, have you guys checked out the Pokemon game, which we're going to talk about? Bill de Blasio tried way too hard via Twitchy. Bill de Blasio put up a tweet that said, "Sorry, Pikachu, we've been busy catching criminals. In case you missed it, New York City crime rates are at historic lows. Hashtag crime stats. Hashtag somebody's a rainy, sensitive Sally." They really are? They're at historic lows? They've been catching criminals like Eric Garner, who was just selling loose cigarettes. So that ended. That was all done. That's horrible. This is kind of surprising. Daily Mail has a story discussing how sharing your Netflix details could actually land you in jail. Login sharing, like sharing your login, it's a federal crime under a controversial new hacking ruling. A federal court ruling could make sharing your passwords a federal crime. It's a ruling that pertains to trade secrets cases under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It's legislation predominantly concerned with hacking. One judge warned the ruling jeopardizes password sharing for the general public. So if they found certain instances of sharing passwords are prosecutable under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. So that's a little crazy. So, like, if you share your Netflix password with someone, you could actually be prosecuted.
I thought you were able to share it, like, one other person. It's like Netflix gives you that option, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean,
but you can't be sharing it with, like, 10 or 12 other people. I mean, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's kind of crazy. So we have also a Republican committee chair has officially asked for a perjury probe of Hillary Clinton over a congressional testimony that nothing marked classified was on her server, which, of course, James Comey disputed. I'm glad that they have a report. I'm glad that they came out with that. Now let's see some action. This comes from House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz and the House Judiciary Chair as well, Bob Goodlatte, who penned a letter to the U.S. District Attorney. They're asking for a perjury probe, which, I mean, for all intents and purposes, there was a perjury. She perjured herself. She perjured herself a number of times, specifically as pointed out by James Comey, when he was trying to say that she wasn't a liar, but then ended up actually, you know, was kind of being, she was, you know, she lied. I mean, how else do you put it? She lied. She lied when she talked about the devices that she used. She lied when she talked about the exact number of information that all of the different emails that were on her server. I mean, there was a ton of stuff that she had on there that ton of different lies. Anyway, I hope that this ultimately goes beyond just simply being here's a report, she did something wrong, we know that, but we need to see something come from that, you know, rather quickly. We need to see something come from that. In the meantime, we're going to be working your calls in as well. Like I said, we have a ton to get into today. Our sponsor this quarter hour, we're proud to partner with the Purple Heart Foundation, and I'm going to tell you, they do so much for those who serve. They actually stand in the gap. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded either. And one of the many things that they do is they have these national service officers. These are volunteers, veterans helping veterans, and they sit down with our vets because, you know, when our men and women come home from serving, They're really, they get very discouraged because there's a mountain of paperwork that they have to sit in front of and handle before they can even get, like, you know, a well visit. It's insane. And what the Purple Heart Foundation does is they sit down and they slash through all the red tape with these veterans. They also have PTS support. They get homeless veterans off the street. They have job training programs as well to help our vets acclimate. They also have educational scholarships. Every dime you give goes right to the veterans. Nobody skims nothing off the top so that they can go pay for an IKEA or a super ridiculous expensive chandelier in their super swanky offices. That's not how they roll. Every dime you give goes to the veterans, so you can rest assured that you're investing in our veterans who have stood on the line for you. Car donation, cash credit, pay tribute. GiveToPurpleHeart.org is the website. That's GiveToPurpleHeart.org or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933, that's 247-6933.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
It's just everybody's a jerk, you know? Like, everybody's like, I don't know what it is. It's just the most bizarre thing ever. So apparently there were more protests last night. And here's the thing. How does dropping concrete blocks on cops, blocking highways, like going after people, threatening them with violence. How does that endear people to your cause? Like, how is it, in what reality is that a good way of persuasion? That's because people resent you. They end up resenting you and not liking you and not wanting to support your cause. Like, even people who would be on the fence and would be, like, maybe kind of cool with you. I mean, when you have people who act violently like that, then nobody wants to be punished for something that nobody did, that they didn't do to you. Why would you do that? Why would you alienate people that you might be able to convince to get on your side? I mean, that's the thing that I'm looking at this. It's a get out the vote effort. I hope you guys know this. Oh, but Dana, that's so offensive. Shut up. I have a drone. Kidding. I do, but I'm just fed up. I'm fed up and I'm done with it. I'm so done with these sensitive Sallies, these people who sit on their ass 24/7 and they don't do anything to contribute to their community. I have this audio for you that we're going to share coming up next hour of this chick who was on Kelly File last night. And she was sitting here. She called herself a community organizer in Chicago. I'm like, have you been to Chicago, really? Because what are you organizing there? For all the community organizers that are in Chicago, it should be like utopia, if utopia literally wasn't the Latin word for nothing. Like, it should be a perfect little paradise for all of the community organizers that are there. What does that tell you? Anyway, she was saying that to abolish the police. And then she actually said to abolish the police, and then she said, well, we need to have it done at a local level and have law enforcement at a local level. And I'm just like, you're a community organizer who has no idea how communities are organized. I'm so embarrassed for you right now. No, you have these people that sit on their butts and they don't get involved. You have people who sit here and criticize the police. Well, did you serve? Did you encourage anyone in your family to serve? Did you decide to enlist in the force and make a difference? Did you decide to do anything except be a professional community organizer? Oh, you didn't? That's just the same thing as these social justice warrior chicks whining and complaining that there's hardly any women in STEM. How come we don't see any more women robot technicians? Well, what did you major in? I majored in women's studies. There you go. It's that right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Asinine. Absolutely asinine. So, I mean, I see people complaining, but I don't see people doing anything. I see people complaining about a community that they could be helping. I don't get this. I saw, who was it, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He spoke some truth on Kelly File last. That was a crazy panel. It was kind of just, it was crazy. But he was saying, look, how come nobody, if people are concerned about police, then why don't you enlist and help police your own community? He's like, if you're worried about, you know, family units in your community, then how come you aren't doing outreach? How come you aren't working with a church? How come you have some good people who are, but not enough who are? And you have a society who does not value the people who are out there doing it. And the society is encouraging the people who go after and persecute and make fun of the people who are trying to do outreach through church and trying to bolster the family unit and make sure that fathers and mothers are there together in partnership raising their children. You have a society that is hostile to that. When we come back, I'm going to share that audio with you of this woman who was saying, you have to disarm the police, abolish the police. We have that. And a Browns running back gets in trouble when he posts an image of a cop's throat being slashed. Do you think an apology is enough? I'll have that for you, too. Keep it here.
The Dina Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition gold mine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. every day. I've been using this product for over a year, and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeats.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hatchery Grown and Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
We need to abolish the police, period. And this demilitarize the police, disarm the police, and we need to come up with community solutions for transformative justice. What we are seeing with all these cases, what we are seeing, can we all agree that a loss of a life is tragic? Can we all agree on that? Can we all agree? I'm asking. I've been peaceful since I've been here, but I need to speak because I came here from Chicago to speak, right? And so we all can agree that the loss of a life is tragic. We all can agree that excessive force and extrajudicial killings by law enforcement needs to be stopped.
Well, it's kind of hard to take someone seriously when they're just making all of these presuppositions. I mean, we can agree that, you know, when the cops are beating women and children and killing puppies, that it's, you know, I mean, it's bad, right? I mean, I need you guys to agree to this premise before we can have this conversation. That is exactly what that is. It's insincere and it's disingenuous. Don't sit here and act like you want to have a conversation when you want to make all these presuppositions about the situation. They're begging the question by sitting here presuming that this is ultimately what's true, and so this is the only conclusion that can be had. No, that's absolutely incorrect. That is her assumption that something is extrajudicial. If you want to have an example of an extrajudicial killing, for the lack of a better way to put it, I don't put this at the feet of the police either. I put this at the feet of the New York City Council, the people who make the laws. Because in Eric Garner's case, that man, it should not have happened that way. But don't get mad at the police. This is what I don't understand. The police were enforcing a law that you idiots voted for by voting for the people who made the laws. Do people not understand how this works? Cause and effect. It's magical. This is how that works. Let me explain government to you. You elect your leaders. We have a democracy and in our constitutional republic. And in New York, you put people on the New York City Council. You have elections, and you go and you vote, even though most of it's BS, because you've allowed your city to just seep into total tyranny. But you go and you vote, and you pick the people who are going to be on the New York City Council. That's how that works. Well, guess what? Newsflash in this particular case, the New York City Council decided, you know what? We think that we need more government overreach, and we don't like the fact that there exist people who are selling singular cigarettes and denying us the tax revenue off of this, because we must have our share of every single sale. And so as a result, Bloomberg and de Blasio championed this. They decided to pass tougher restrictions on the sale of singular cigarettes, these so-called quote-unquote Lucy laws. And in fact, several weeks before the Garner incident, ladies and gentlemen, you had individuals who supported and were able to convince, and de Blasio ended up making it so, the New York City Council made it so, they demanded that the police more aggressively clamp down on the sale of Lucy's cigarettes, the singular cigarette sales. They wanted a more aggressive approach because de Blasio and the mayor's office and the New York City Council had their number crunchers come out and they said, we're still being denied our share of these sales. We must get tougher. You don't believe me? Then Google it. I did my research. I expect everyone who's going to have an educated discussion to have courtesy for the other person involved in doing the same. So they decided to pass another referendum, increasing the interaction and demanding that police respond in a more aggressive manner and clamp down on the sale of Lucy cigarettes. So what you saw, ladies and gentlemen, in that particular video with the Eric Garner death, ladies and gentlemen, was the complete summation of big government and the New York City Council and the mayor's office increasing aggression where it concerned clamping down on the sale of loose cigarettes. Because had that not been passed, the police would not have had to respond in that way. Now, I don't like the law. I think the law is stupid. I think the law cost a man his life unnecessarily. And you and I and others out there may have differing opinions on how Eric Garner's death went down, but I remain resolute in my opinion that it was unnecessary and it was brought on because of a stupid law by greedy New York City council members and a greedy big government city that demands a percentage of everything you do. And that remains my opinion till this day, and it will not change. I've done too much research in the matter to be swayed by simple opinion as opposed to fact. Now, the individuals who are angry about the death of Eric Garner, instead of getting mad at the people responsible for drafting and passing the laws that resulted in his death, what do? They get mad at the people who were sent out to enforce said law, because we have certain individuals out there who mistakenly believe that the police are legislators and that the police make and write and pass and vote for the laws, and they do not. They are but citizens like you, tasked with the responsibility of protecting and serving even those individuals who would drop concrete blocks on their heads and break their backs, as just happened a couple of days ago. So instead of getting mad at the New York City Council, and instead of getting mad at the mayor's office, and instead of working and organizing for all the community organizers we have so little to show for it, to push back against this law and every law that criminalizes a simple man or woman trying to make a living, they decide, in their wisdom, to go after the police, who do nothing more than to enforce the law that you pass by way of your vote. So you indict yourselves. That's how cause and effect, that is how fact and reality works. And yet, I saw none of those actions. I saw no one saying anything to the city council. Now, if you want to have a discussion over an extrajudicial killing, we can sit here and talk about the merits of the Erica Garner case or the lack thereof regarding the Lucy law that was passed, which resulted in that particular confrontation in which he lost his life. But nobody wants to have a conversation about that because they want to dissolve into a screaming pit of vipers by screaming racist and everything else. There is a time and a place for a battle such as that to be picked, and that is not one of them. Nor is the situation with Alton Sterling. Now, just so that we can be crystal clear, and that the people who didn't hear maybe perhaps last week can understand fluently, the Alton Sterling case, you have a man who is a convicted pedophile with a violent record of assault and battery, who is in illegal possession of a firearm that ended up having 911 called on him by a passerby who said he was threatening people with his gun. Police responded because y'all don't like people running around on your streets threatening people with guns, right? So police responded, and Alton Sterling neither complied nor did he submit to commands willingly, and he fought with law enforcement. The result of that was that he was shot. Now, if that bothers you, I suggest then you petition your lawmakers to make it to where violent felons can legally possess guns, and to where it's all right to be able to brandish a firearm and threaten and intimidate people with it in the street, so that way no one calls 911 to have the police come and rescue them, since apparently people want the police to come and rescue them, but then are unhappy at the result. Certain people have some very difficult choices ahead of them, do they not? And in the case of Philando Castile, we don't know what went happen in Minnesota. We don't know what went down in that car. We don't know what happened before the video started rolling after the fact. And I'm not willing to pass judgment and say that someone is either guilty or innocent. I am willing to say that I don't believe that officer was in complete control of the situation at that time. But then again, we don't know what happened before the cameras started rolling, do we? Unless some of us out there possess extra special sensory powers, a.k.a. magic, and you just came from the school of Hogwarts witchcraft and wizardry, in which you simply know so much more than all of us, including the police. And if that is the case, pray tell, why haven't you run your ass to Minnesota to go help law enforcement, who are in dire need of your magical abilities? We don't know what happened. Period. But we do know this. In our United States, we have a system where we investigate. And the investigation is currently active. And people are trying to determine the truth. Because as jaded as some of us are, and friends, I dare say that there are none of you out there who are as jaded as I am, and who have zero faith in humanity as I do. There are good people out there who want to make sure that the bad guys are held responsible and that the bad guys are bound so that they can do bad no more. Oh, they do exist. Thank God for that. And there's an investigation, and it is active. And before we decide to have a knee-jerk reaction and make proclamations as to innocence or guilt, because I understand how important due process is to everyone, correct? I mean, the same people who disliked stop and frisk because of the lack of due process, I would assume would want to remain and keep that consistency in check and make sure that the investigation is concluded before determining whether or not this officer committed a homicide or was acting in self-defense. But there are some people for whom that is simply not enough. There are some people who are victims of their own political identity politics, their own identity politics. And they want to immediately make a statement before the body has been prepared for burial. They want to immediately make a statement and want proclamations to be issued from the highest points in the town before the funeral plot is even purchased, before the headstone is even ordered, before the rest of the family has been notified. Because they, in their minds, consider this a special form of justice somehow. That is justice denied, ladies and gentlemen. We wait for facts. Because we're not an angry, raging mob. We wait for facts. And the people who lack the patience to wait for facts to be compiled, the people who lack the patience to wait for the investigation to be concluded, I am quite sure that these are the same individuals that would not want their investigation to be wrapped up all slipshod and sloppily. I am sure that these are the same individuals that would want to make sure that every care and precaution was taken in gathering evidence that would ultimately determine whether or not they were guilty or innocent, whether or not they were jailed or free. So why is it that these individuals who would want to preserve this due process for themselves are so quick and so caustic in wanting to deny it from everyone else? 844-344-DANA is the number. I will suffer no fools today. In the meantime, we have some bills to pay, and I want to thank our sponsors as well, particularly a few of them who have been enduring several attacks simply because we have freedom of speech and difference of opinions, and we have individuals in these United States, such as myself, who really do appreciate the fact that there exists due process, and we want to make sure that we have justice carefully delivered, not justice denied, and not justice delayed. It makes all the sense in the world. Except to some people, I suppose. One of those sponsors is our sponsor, Superbeats. I really appreciate this company. I appreciate this company because they support what we believe in. I appreciate this company because they support the things for which we fight, the things for which we advocate. This is a great company that makes a great product, and I wouldn't be working with this company if I didn't think that their product was great. I wouldn't be working with this company if I didn't feel any results with it, and that's just God's honest truth, as much as it aggravates my sales staff. Here's the thing. Super Beets is an energy drink that also helps maintain healthy blood pressure, and it increases your circulation. It's made with dried beets. Beets are loaded with nitrates. It is one of the superest of all superfoods, and they have a patented drying process to preserve those nitrates, because if you cook beets, the heat kills the nitrates. Now, it's the nitrates that give you the energy. It is the nitrates that help maintain your healthy blood pressure and increase your circulation. Super Beets is hands down the best way to get them, and you'll notice a difference within 20 minutes of doing your first shot. Don't be dismayed. It's 1 teaspoon in 4 ounces of water in yogurt or a smoothie. There's no beet taste because the drying process eliminates it. It's a berry flavor. That is it. No one on God's green earth hates beets more than Dana Lash, and I drink this every day. So get your 30-day supply, bonus supply, free with your first order, regular or black cherry. You'll get a free book, free indicator strips to measure your dietary nitrate levels before and after, free shipping, and it's guaranteed. Folks, if you don't feel results, you get a refund. No argument, no hassle, just as simple as that. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeets.com. That's danashootsbeets.com.
Summertime is here, and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas, and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle, and of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, police arrive, and suddenly you're on your way to the station to answer some questions. Now, pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the law and the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises if a situation like this arises and the police arrive. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that will reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect can truly be the difference between freedom or possibly a lawsuit or jail time. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at protectthemtoday.com. That's protectthemtoday.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. I'm telling you, you need to go get this book because it gets into so much of what we're into today. So Carbondale, Illinois, KFVS has a story because you've had the protesters with Black Lives Matter marching in the highways, blocking highways. The driver of an SUV plowed through a group of protesters in southern Illinois. This was on Sunday, July 10th. This story from KFVS 12. Police say that they continued marching throughout downtown streets, but they were blocking highways. And the driver was trying to get them out of that. He just wanted to get home. I mean, you're not endearing people to your cause, and that's illegal. It is illegal. It's not because you're black or because it's for Black Lives Matter. I'm a white girl who almost got arrested one time for being in the street by accident because I wasn't all the way on the sidewalk during a protest. So miss me with that crap. I can't stand people who want to sit here and play a race card as a way to say, well, we're exempt from laws because of this, or we're exempt from this because we're women, or we're exempt from this because we're social justice warriors, or we're transsexuals or something. No! Everyone is equal before the law, and everyone is equal under it if they break it. That's how it works. Now, I was in Arnold, Missouri, and it was outside my former high school. And the president had, this was back in 2010, and he was coming to speak, and I was simply out there with a sign, and I was protesting. And I happened to, I wasn't standing on the sidewalk. I was standing I wasn't in the middle of the lane, but I was on the road. And I had an officer who came up and told me to get on the sidewalk. And then, 20 minutes later, I didn't do it on purpose, and I wasn't doing it to flout the law. And he could have arrested me because it was illegal and I wasn't complying. And he would have been well within, that would have been how it went. And they did say, the next time we see you, and came over after telling me once, and he came over again and said, the next time I see you do this, I'm going to have to arrest you. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to stay on the sidewalk. And I made sure that I was on the sidewalk after that. And so it's nobody gets special treatment. You don't block a road. That's how that works. Nobody gets a pass to block a road. There's no, oh, well, you get a special privilege to block the highway. Nobody gets that. So I don't want to hear people sit here and holler and whine and complain. Blocking a road is illegal. When you break the law, shocker, shocker, you're going to get arrested. That's how that happens. And you may get run over if you stand in the middle of the road. You're impeding traffic. We're going to go to the phones right after this. I don't want you to go anywhere. 844-344-DANA, because I also want to get your thoughts on this story coming up. This is kind of amazing. A football player in trouble because NFL's Isaiah Crowell had posted and then deleted a picture of an ISIS execution of a police officer. And he said he's apologized and that we should all get over it, basically. Yeah, is that enough? We're going to talk about that, and we have so much more to discuss. Keep it here.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. Speaking at a memorial service in Dallas, President Obama says the killing of five police officers was a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement by a demented individual. President Obama says he knows the turbulent emotions Americans are feeling.
All of it's left us wounded and angry and hurt. It's as if the deepest fault lines of our democracy have suddenly been exposed, perhaps even widened.
Police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana say three suspects are being held on what's being called a substantial, credible threat to harm police officers in the area. Authorities say the plot was discovered when officers responding to a burglary call at a pawn shop made an arrest. Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Davity.
Their goal and objective in the burglary was to get bullets. I think as his statement was to get bullets to harm police officers in the Baton Rouge area.
Eight guns are missing. One suspect remains at large. Campaigning in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she'd like to see better training to prevent, quote, implicit bias, unquote.
That remains a problem even in our best police departments, but it also remains a problem across society.
At a campaign rally in Westville, Indiana, presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump jokes about the possibility the people of Indiana will have to complain to Governor Mike Pence that the country is winning too much if he's elected president.
You're going to call him and you're going to either say governor or vice president. Sir, please, please speak to Mr. Trump. We're winning too much.
Pence introduced Trump at the rally. A Canadian singing quartet has changed the lyric in its national anthem and held up a sign proclaiming All Lives Matter during its pregame performance at tonight's 87th All-Star Game. The Canadian anthem wasn't shown live on U.S. television, but it aired in Canada. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. Two degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Bernie Sanders is at last endorsing Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee for president. The Vermont senator stood side by side with Clinton in New Hampshire Tuesday. He pledged that his political revolution would continue, but he acknowledged that she, not he, had won the delegates to snag the nomination. St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdieri wonders if Sanders will be an effective campaigner for Clinton.
His campaign was so much about Bernie Sanders that it's going to be tough to see how that translates to him campaigning for someone else.
Galdieri says Clinton is sending a signal to Sanders supporters by holding their joint event in New Hampshire, where Sanders beat her in the primary.
I've listened to you. I've moved in the direction of what Sanders was campaigning on. And now the time has come for us to forget about that fight and focus on winning in November.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the recent decision to give American commanders in Afghanistan more authority to work with Afghan troops and target the Taliban provides important flexibility.
Flexibility that will maximize the use and effectiveness of our forces.
Carter says the Afghan government must keep working to eliminate corruption and reform its economic system.
Progress on reforms is central to continued international funding commitments, and I encourage President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah to continue moving forward.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his nation is working to reverse decades of corruption.
For over 200 years, Afghanistan's politics had been a zero-sum game. The winner takes all.
Carter's short stop in Afghanistan came in the wake of a commitment by NATO allies at a summit in Warsaw last week to keep troop levels stable as they battle a resilient Taliban. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
The Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
They don't mean Black Lives Matter. They mean let's agitate against the police matters. If they meant Black Lives Matter, they would be doing something about the way in which the vast majority of blacks are killed in America, which is by other blacks.
Well, the thing is that you, and I just watched audio of one of the protesters screaming in a cop's face and all of this stuff. You know, it's amazing to me how just the reaction and just there is, it is all organized and it's all intentional. It is an intentional push to exploit, to undermine rule of law. Make no mistake. And of course, something like this happens every damn time there's a general election because Democrats have to have some sort of get out the vote apparatus. I was looking at this tweet from one of the digital editor of the Texas Observer, Andrea Grimes, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Greg Abbott had tweeted, the governor's mansion is lit blue to honor the police officers killed in Dallas. And this girl, who has a really bad arm tat, says, her name's Andrea Grimes, and she considers herself, I guess, part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And she's just like, she spends her entire, she's going to grow up to be like Joan Walsh and try to appropriate like racial politics so that she can have like carve out some sort of her career. She tweeted in response, fittingly, the governor's mansion is just painted white the rest of the year. So because the governor's mansion is white, that's like indicative of racism. Now, it doesn't have anything to do about the, you know, the materials of which it's made, or maybe it's Texas. What are we going to paint, a black mansion or some a dark color? What the hell point is that? I can't. Do you see what I mean? I cannot stand these people. It is just asinine. People want to be divisive for divisive's sake because it makes people feel they're important if they're the ones who are pointing out and trying to perceive some sort of injustice anytime, anywhere. It's awful. The president, vice president, and former president George W. Bush are in Dallas right now. The service for the Dallas fallen officers has begun, and I believe the president is expected to address the service at some point. And if and when that happens, depending on what time that happens, we may take that live. So just wanted to share that with you. But we'll just keep you up. We'll keep you up to date, and we'll keep you updated on all of that. Before we switch to the phones here real quickly, I wanted to share with you this situation, the Isaiah Cromwell. He had the Browns running back posted this picture that I've seen a lot of Black Lives Matter activists use. It's a picture of someone all in black with a United States backpack on, and ISIS style, he is slashing the throat of an officer. And Isaiah Cromwell posted it. The Browns running back. He posted it. He put it up on Instagram, of which everybody has the screen cap. He wrote in the caption he put with it, "They give police all types of weapons and they continuously choose to kill us. Hashtag weak." So he ended up deleting the post. But there, he had some sort of apology. There was some sort of apology that he put up there. And he had said, "Oh, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I shouldn't have done it." The league said the image was inappropriate and offensive, and he deleted it and said that I apologize for posting this. He's just frustrated. And the league said the image was inappropriate and insensitive. According to NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy, he realized this, took down the post, and has since apologized. Crowell posted, "Last week was an emotional and difficult week as we saw extreme acts of violence against black men across our country, as well as police officers in Dallas. I posted an image to Instagram in the midst of that emotion, and I shouldn't have, and I immediately removed it. It was an extremely poor decision, and I apologize for that mistake in offending people." He says, "My values and beliefs do not match that image. I am outraged and upset by the deaths of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, along with so many others." He said, "I'm outraged and saddened by the attacks in Dallas." Is that enough, though? Because I have a feeling that he only this is me, because I'm not inclined to give any kind of courtesy or mercy right now, considering everything at hand. I'm inclined to think that he only did it because he realized how bad it made the team look. If there was no deterrence for that, he maybe would have kept it up there. I don't know. What do you think? 844-344 Dana. Let's go to the phones. We have Eric calling out of Niagara Falls, New York. Eric, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Been better, but, it's rough for the country.
Yeah, I was watching everything go down last night. You handled it like a pro, as always.
No, thanks.
But I wanted to talk to you about lack of respect for the police and just this lack of understanding. What are these people going to do if they want to abolish the police? Who's going to stand up? Who's going to stand up to the criminals? Like, who are they going to turn to? It's just ridiculous.
No, that's a great point. Yeah, what are they going to do, call Parks and Rec?
I don't know, but I supported the police during Baltimore, Ferguson, Dallas. Doesn't mean I'm against equality. I'm just for the police because we need authority to keep us safe.
Well, I mean, and the police are individuals from the community, and if people want to change the way that the police operate and they want to change representation, then they need to enlist and serve their community instead of yelling at the people who do.
By the way, you were great last night on Megyn Kelly show, as always.
Oh, I wasn't on Kelly last night.
Oh, the other night. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she had a panel last night, though. That's fine. I appreciate you calling in, Eric, and you make a good point. Like, who are they gonna call? Robert calling in from Florida. Robert, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
Hey, not a problem, Dana. I'm doing all right. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's been crazy. What do you make of all this? Like, especially that clip. I know you were calling in about that Jessica DeCiu clip.
Yeah, that's just straight ridiculous. I mean, I can't even. It's just ridiculous. That's all I have to say about that. What I did want to tell you was I haven't seen any media outlets put this out there. ABC invited Lavish Reynolds on to talk about how innocent her boyfriend was, yada, yada, yada. Have you seen the video that was taken 3 days before of her smoking a blunt with him in the car with her baby in the backseat?
No. Oh, no, I didn't.
Whoa. You haven't seen that.
No.
Okay, go ahead and Google it, and you can confirm that. And they invite people like this on TV. Yes, it's on TV. It's just Google it. It's the Gateway Pundit. A few sites already have it, but it's her.
I'm going to look for it. I'm going to look for it. I appreciate you calling in with that, Robert. Yeah, I won't go to Gateway Pundit. I'll go to a reputable site, but I appreciate you calling in with that. Lavish rental, because I'm sure that a bunch of sites have it out there. Lavish rent. I'm going to Google this. What? Kane, did you know about this? You didn't know about this?
No, actually, I did see it. The thing was, when you watch it, it was like there was nothing said. She was smoking a blunt. It was like most people were dismissing
it
in the comments.
Right,
yeah,
he's
most,
right.
Most people were just it's dismissing it in the comments, and it was like, where do you pick your battles at this point?
Like, who does that? Like, would videotape themselves doing that and then putting that online?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just asking. I like who would do that? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, people who don't care.
Let's go to Dustin. He lives near Carbondale, Illinois, from Missouri, Line 3, where we were talking about just a little bit ago. In Carbondale, there was a guy who the protesters were blocking the highway, and he mowed through them with his SUV. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Long-time listener. It's good to have a Missouri native out there standing up for our values that we hold dear here in Missouri. You do a great job of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Me, I'm also a point that I'm wanting to make to get across to these protesters is I'm a truck driver. You know, I drive a truck for a living. Whenever they stand in the highways and block highways like that, I mean, they're asking for injury. I can't fathom what they think they're going to accomplish by impeding traffic like that. You would think that there would be some sort of criminal element to that where the police would do something about them blocking the traffic. Or is that against their civil liberties? You know, because I didn't think it was okay to block
the
state.
You're right. It's illegal to block a highway and impede traffic. And as I was saying a little earlier, one of the reasons I know that is because during a protest, when I was protesting, I was in Arnold, Missouri. I appreciate the call, and Dustin, you know where Arnold is. When I was in Arnold, Missouri, I was protesting the president, and I just happened to not be all the way on the sidewalk. And they told me once to get on the sidewalk. Second time, they said, if you're in the street again, we're going to arrest you. And it wasn't, they're like, you can't impede traffic. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm compliant. I'm sorry. It was my fault. I'm my fault. You're right. And, you know, I followed orders, and I didn't get in the street, and I didn't get arrested, and I didn't impede anybody's traffic, and, you know, that's how it is. But, I mean, that's you can't block traffic. You don't get a right to block traffic like that, you know. Let's go ahead, and we have more of your phone calls coming up, so don't go anywhere. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, Evan Vise to run again for Senate, which means there's a Senate seat. This, according to The Hill, it's going to go Democrat. Former Democratic Senator Evan Vise's decision to jump into the Indiana Senate race has upended the battle for the Senate majority in 2016 by expanding the map for Democrats. The former senator's impending decision to run for the Senate, confirmed by a source familiar with the plan, comes after the party's previous nominee, former Representative Barron Hill, stepped aside on Monday. So he's going to win that. It's an unfortunate reality that we're going to have to face up to, and that's not good. Not good at all. So there is a slow catastrophe. I read this article late last night. A slow catastrophe is unfolding as the golden age of antibiotics comes to an end. This, according to LA Times, there is an increasing amount of bacteria that is now antibiotic resistant. And there are, in fact, experts at military labs outside of Washington intensifying their search. Since 1984 or 87, they haven't really created any new antibiotics.
That's true.
So as a result, they're kind of, in fact, one of the infectious disease epidemiologists, William Hanaig, cautioned that we will not be flying into the dark ages overnight. He says hospitals are improving their infection control. Public health experts are getting better at tracking new threats. But in a race against nature, the humans are losing ground. He says we're seeing more drug-resistant infections, and people will die. This will change how people do elective surgeries. It's going to change how people do really any type of surgery. It's going to put a heavy decision anytime you have to undergo or do anything like like that. There have been 100 different, the first antibiotics, in fact, the errant penicillin mold, and this was a really good story that got into the British bacteriologist Alexander Fleming, who discovered penicillin back in 1928, and they were able to convert it into mass-produced medicine just in time for troops to pack up on D-Day. They said that since then, more than 100 antibiotic compounds have been introduced, but almost as soon as they were given to patients, scientists began finding evidence that disease-causing bacteria were developing resistance to these new drugs, because bacteria evolve inside living bodies, and when an antibiotic is added to the mix, only the strongest survive. And humans have accelerated this natural process by indiscriminately prescribing antibiotics, routinely feeding drugs to livestock, and all of that stuff. In fact, Dr. Susan Bleasdale, who is an infection control expert at the University of Illinois in Chicago, said that patients with earaches, and this is where, because my sinus infection that I've been dealing with for 4 weeks has been antibiotic resistant, so that's why I had to go undergo something super strong from my doctor. And I don't like to do medicines unless I absolutely have to, but they say patients who have earaches, sinus pressure, sore throats have demanded antibiotics and physicians oblige them. But a lot of times people don't need them. You shouldn't take them unless you absolutely have to, because what you're doing is actually making an antibiotic resistant bacteria, and it's affecting everybody. It's kind of scary. So the Pokemon Go is about to surpass Twitter users Pokemon Go is about to surpass Twitter in daily active users. Disclosure, I downloaded Pokemon Go. I've not played it, so I have not even played it yet.
Did you read the terms of service with that thing?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, apparently they can have access to your entire phone, all the apps and everything in your phone. So there was a story I put in earlier today in Slack and in the prep
stuff. And I'm deleting it right now.
And you want to delete it. Because apparently... the control that they have. Now they have all this data that they can now sell.
It's gone.
Which
it's
is
done.
Like your habits on your phone.
Totally done.
What apps you use the most, when you use them. All that stuff is sent back to the folks at Pokemon Go. And, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that. I didn't even know that. Oh, my gosh, it's terrifying. Yeah, well, I'm not doing that. I don't get it. I mean, you walk around and you find fake stuff. You know?
Right.
It's just not my jam, you know? Folks, I'm sure that you always have a choice when it comes to your mobile phone service, but I don't know if you know where your dollars are going when you pay your mobile phone bill. Here's the thing. There is one progressive phone company. There are a number of them. One, in fact, is called Credo. They spend $150,000 a month on progressive causes, and they're all about basically taking out politically the conservative candidates. It was Credo Mobile and their funding that actually helped remove Alan West from office. They spent a lot of money against him. There's never been a conservative answer to this until Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. They're like your current mobile phone provider, except, oh, I don't know, you get like a way better customer service, like the best customer service. You save on average of 10 to 15% on your phone bill. And they donate part of your monthly bill, up to 5%, to conservative causes. And you have the same great service and phones. You call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today. Talk to them. 1-800-A-PATRIOT. And for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S. Unlimited talk, text, data for only $50 a month. Now, I switched my service over in February. My family uses Patriot Mobile. I love it. And I care about where my money goes. I love the exceptional service they provide as well. They're so great when other phone companies drag their feet. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. So go to PatriotMobile.com, call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive that activation fee.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you have toddlers. They spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there, you do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit, and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is
your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Dana Radio on Twitter at DLash, Flyover Nation. Dana on the Blaze as well. This is, I was reading this story about how there was a protester who was arrested for having a backpack full of commercial grade smoke bombs. Arrested on terrorism hoax charges at a Black Lives Matter demo. I guess they were having a demonstration on smoke bombs. Huh. That's so peaceful, because that's what, you know, people always do. John Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, is now speaking at the Dallas Memorial. It is ongoing for the fallen officers in the Dallas massacre. We'll have the latest on all of that coming up. Plus, what do you think about Isaiah Crowell, the Browns running back? Was that enough, his apology, do you think? And here are some statistics for you on police shootings, white and black suspects. Keep it here. What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Attention parents! Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out!
The Dana Show.
George W. Bush is speaking now at the Dallas Memorial. I may not have agreed with W on everything, I'm going to tell you that. But man, there is a difference when someone who knows what the hell they're doing takes the stage and someone who doesn't. You know what I mean? You know the difference. He and Laura Bush are sitting there, and they are visibly shaken. They have grief on their face. And one of the things that regardless of what you think about Bush, and I really don't care, it is not a discussion today, is that man shows up for the troops. He's there for, he does bike rides with veterans, all that stuff, and they don't send press releases out about it. He just does it. And he said that for those of us who live in Dallas, who call Dallas our home, we lost 5 members of our family. Man. But he had tears running down his face. He was up there just visibly. He was visibly upset, he and Laura Bush. And he's talking about unity. And he's actually talking about avoiding politics right now. He said that you can't judge a group by the worst members of it. I'm not getting this entirely word for word. But he said you can't judge a group by its worst members, just as you can't judge yourself by your best intentions. And people applauded him on that one. They applauded him. It's some leadership. He's talking unity. He is the one actually talking about unity right now. He's the one talking about it. He didn't go out there and try to make this about gun rights or anything else. He's talking about unity. Real leaders unify. They don't continue to divide. Oh, man. It makes you angry. I was reading a report that the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association had asked if the White House would go blue to honor police heroes. And according to the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association Foundation, President John Adler, this is his statement. While we appreciate the president's proclamation to have our flag flown at half-mast in honor of our fallen Dallas police heroes, I respectfully request that he demonstrate full respect for the ultimate sacrifice by illuminating the White House in blue. Actions speak louder than scripted words, and the honorable act of displaying law enforcement's thin blue line at the White House would demonstrate the president's sincere commitment to our fallen heroes and families. And That's what they had. They had asked for that. It didn't happen.
You're kidding me, right?
Well, did you remember seeing the White House in blue?
No, I didn't.
They announced that.
I remember the White House lit up in rainbow. Remember that?
Yeah, they went up and they lit it up in a rainbow.
I remember them going to the trouble of that.
They did that, but they didn't do this. I wonder why. I mean, and they did that really quickly, right? Why not that? Why not this one? This is a time when, you know what the president said, and this is what I don't get. When he said, well, saying Black Lives Matter isn't saying that all lives don't matter, or something to that effect. You don't even need to say, you know, Asian lives matter, women's lives matter, men's lives matter, Black lives matter, white lives matter. Can we stop with the divisions? It shouldn't even be a discussion. I mean, we're the people who go out there and we preach about the sanctity of life and how valuable it is. Innocent life. All lives matter. And yet it seems as though he believes that by showing support for fallen officers, that he is not showing support for the activists. Do you get that? I mean, I think that's a fair characterization. You know how many black police officers there are? You know how many black officers were there in Dallas? You have a black Dallas police chief, ladies and gentlemen, who's doing a fantastic job leading his city and department through a very trying time. By the way, Chief Brown is getting ready to speak now at the Dallas Memorial. This has been a very dark time for him. So why not he can't support these officers? Twitter made the Black Power fist emoji for Black Lives Matter. You can't make something for, and I realize some of you out there are saying, but Dana, it's an emoji or it's a, but you know what? That's what culture pays attention to right now. And this is a battle through culture, folks. This is a battle through culture. Actually, do we want to take a little bit of Chief Brown here for this segment? Because I want to hear a little bit of what Chief Brown has to say. This is the police chief of the Dallas Police Department. He's getting ready to speak here at this Dallas Memorial. We want to take a little bit of this live just for the next few minutes.
Thank you.
He's getting quite the reception.
Yes, he is.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. When I was a teenager and started liking girls, I could never find the right words to express myself. And after a couple of words, they'd just walk away, leaving me figuring out what do I need to do to get a date. And so being a music fan of 1970s rhythm and blues love songs, I put together a strategy to recite the lyrics to get a date. So for girls I liked, I would pull out some Al Green or some Teddy Pendergrass or some Isley Brothers, and I'd recite the lyrics to their love songs. But for people I loved, if I fell in love with a girl, oh, I had to dig down deep and get some Stevie Wonder. To fully express the love I had for the girl. So today, I'm going to pull out some Stevie Wonder for these families. So families, close your eyes and just imagine me back in 1974 with an afro and some bell bottoms and wide collar. We all know sometimes life's hate and troubles can make you wish you were born in another time and place. But you can bet your lifetimes that, and twice as double, that God knew exactly where he wanted you to be placed. So make sure when you say you're not in it, but not of it, you're not helping to make this earth a place sometimes called hell. Change your words into truth, and then change that truth into love. And maybe your children's grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren will tell them, I'll be loving you until the rainbow burns the stars out of the sky. I'll be loving you until the ocean covers every mountain high. I'll be loving you until the dolphin flies and the parrots live at the sea. I'll be loving you until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. I'll be loving you until the day is night and night becomes the day. I'll be loving you until the trees and seas up, up, and fly away. I'll be loving you until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 times 8 is 4. I'll be loving you until the day that is the day that are no more. I'll be loving you until the day the earth starts turning right to left. I'll be loving you until the earth, just for the sun, denies itself. I'll be loving you until Mother Nature says her work is through. I'll be loving you until the day that you are me and I am you. Now, ain't that loving you?
You're listening to Police, Dallas Police Chief Brown speaking at the Dallas Memorial. We're taking a few minutes of his comments.
The stars out of the sky. Ain't that loving you? Until the ocean covers every mountain high. And I've got to say, always, I'll be loving you always. And there's no greater love than this, that these five men gave their lives for all of us. It is my honor to introduce to you the President of the United States of America, President Barack Obama. Thank you.
This is the Dallas Memorial for the Fallen Officers. The President is getting ready to take the stage here. What we're going to do right now is get a break very quickly, and then we're going to come back and we'll rejoin this memorial. We're bringing you the live remarks of this. It's a super sad day. That was Police Chief Brown there who just spoke. Folks, very quickly, our sponsor, the Purple Heart Foundation, we're partners with this group. They help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded, all veterans and their families. A simple donation, 100% tax deductible, 100% goes to our veterans. That is all it takes to help our vets. They have programs that get homeless veterans off the streets, PTS support, canines for combat vets. And you know, these guys, these men and women, they put their lives on the line for us voluntarily, willingly. We need to stand in the gap to make sure they get the benefits they are owed. Your generous donations are what power this volunteer organization of veterans, helping veterans. Car donation, don't care how old the car, cash or credit, all 100% tax deductible, all goes to our vets. And all pays tribute to our nation's heroes. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 800-935-9941. Quick break, and then we will rejoin the Dallas Memorial in progress. Keep it here.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control?
You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk, text, data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We are watching and following the service for the fallen officers in Dallas, and I think for the remainder of this hour. We have our third hour coming up very shortly, but we're going to carry the president's remarks for the next few minutes here at this memorial. The president is speaking now at this memorial for Dallas fallen officers.
He served his country as a Marine. And years later, as a contractor, he spent time in some of the most dangerous parts of Iraq and Afghanistan. And then a few years ago, he settled down here in Dallas for a new life of service as a transit cop. And just about 2 weeks ago, he married a fellow officer. Their whole life together waiting before them. Like police officers across the country, these men and their families shared a commitment to something larger than themselves. They weren't looking for their names to be up in lights. They'd tell you the pay was decent, but wouldn't make you rich. They could have told you about the stress and long shifts. And they'd probably agree with Chief Brown when he said that cops don't expect to hear the words thank you very often, especially from those who need them the most. No, the reward comes in knowing that our entire way of life in America depends on the rule of law. That the maintenance of that law is a hard and daily labor. That in this country we don't have soldiers in the streets or militias setting the rules. Instead, we have public servants, police officers, like the men who were taken away from us. And that's what these five were doing last Thursday. When they were assigned to protect and keep orderly a peaceful protest in response to the killing of Alton Sterling of Baton Rouge and Philando Castile of Minnesota. They were upholding the constitutional rights of this country. For a while, the protest went on without incident. And despite the fact that police conduct was the subject of the protest, despite the fact that there must have been signs or slogans or chants with which they profoundly disagreed, these men and this department did their jobs like the professionals that they were. In fact, the police had been part of the protest plan. Dallas PD even posted photos on their Twitter feeds of their own officers standing among the protesters. Two officers, black and white, smiled next to a man with a sign that read, "No justice, no peace." And then around 9 o'clock, the gunfire came. Another community torn apart. More hearts broken. More questions about what caused and what might prevent another such tragedy. I know that Americans are struggling right now with what we've witnessed over the past week. First, the shootings in Minnesota and Baton Rouge. The protests. Then the targeting of police by the shooter here. An act not just of demented violence, but of racial hatred. All of it's left us wounded and angry and hurt. It's as if the deepest fault lines of our democracy have suddenly been exposed, perhaps even widened,
We are bringing the president's remarks from this memorial for the Dallas fallen officers. We're going to take a quick break and rejoin you here in just a couple of minutes for the third hour of radio programming. We'll be back with you in just a few. Do not go anywhere. We still have a lot to get into, folks.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Indiana Governor Mike Pence introduced GOP President for hopeful Donald Trump at a rally in Westfield Tuesday. The governor says Trump understands the American people like no one since Ronald Reagan.
Donald Trump gets it. Donald Trump hears the voice of the American people. He's been successful on Wall Street, but he's never turned his back on Main Street.
Governor Pence added,
we must come together and elect this good man as our next president. We must elect this strong leader for one more reason. Because Hillary Clinton must never become president of the United States of America.
Pence is considered a possible choice for vice president in a Trump cabinet. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on the hot seat over her decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte questioning the decision not to prosecute.
This defies logic and the law.
Goodlatte suggesting Clinton got favorable treatment others would not have received.
Including termination, revocation of security clearances, or criminal prosecution.
Let us be clear. The criminal investigation is closed.
Democrat John Conyers.
If any of my colleagues are not yet convinced, it is because they do not want to be convinced.
Lynch ignored Clinton's emails in her opening statement and instead focused on recent policing issues. Wally Hines, Capitol Hill.
Authorities in Baton Rouge have arrested three people in what they call a substantial credible threat against officers. The Baton Rouge police chief says the three suspects and possibly a fourth who is still at large stole several handguns from a pawn shop in order to harm police officers.
Their goal and objective in the burglary was to get bullets. I think as his statement was to get bullets to harm police officers in the Baton Rouge area.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Devity. The American League has defeated the National League 4-2 in baseball's All-Star game in San Diego. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
An international tribunal has ruled against Chinese claims to rights in the South China Sea, backing a case brought by the Philippines.
A critical part of China's claim to sovereignty
over the South China Sea is what's called the Nine Dash Line, which is a sort of U-shaped line which reaches down past the coast of Vietnam, Malaysia, and Philippines, and back up again. China claims that on the basis of what's known as historic rights, as in we've owned it over a very long period of time. And to many people's surprise, this tribunal did rule on that issue and effectively said there is no basis for them claiming that historic right.
That's the BBC's Jonah Fisher. Jordan Spieth said pulling out of the Olympics was the hardest decision he's ever made and that it likely will haunt him as he's watching golfers compete for a gold medal in Rio de Janeiro for the first time in 112 years. Spieth cited health concerns as his reason for withdrawing, though he said the Zika virus is only part of it. This is townhall.com. Small SUVs did poorly in new headlight tests performed by the insurance industry.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says none of the 21 small SUVs tested earned its highest ranking, while the Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, Hyundai Tucson, and Mazda CX-3 performed best. Over half the SUVs tested received the lowest ranking. The tests measure the amount of usable light provided by low beams and high beams on straight roads and curves. The Institute says high-tech headlights such as high-intensity discharge lamps don't necessarily perform better.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Starbucks says a price hike on coffee and other drinks that went into effect Tuesday has nothing to do with a plan to boost worker pay. The Seattle-based chain announced the 5% increase on base pay Monday. Tuesday, many customers found their drinks cost an extra 10 to 30 cents. A Starbucks spokeswoman says the moves are separate decisions based on distinct factors and long-range planning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Falk.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
Hatred and malice. The shock of this evil still has not faded. At times it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates too quickly into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by their worst examples, while judging ourselves by our best intentions. And this is...
Gosh, that was a great remark by the president. Really good remark by the president. This, you know, this, I tell you, it is, it's just, it's hard stuff. It's hard stuff to see. The president speaking now, it's at the, we're having the Dallas Memorial for these, for the fallen officers. And it, you know, over the weekend, there's one thing that he said, and so far I don't think he's made anything complete. He hasn't really politicized anything yet, which is, you know, I'm like, give it time. I'm used to being disappointed. But he had said at one point in his remarks how remarking how in the aftermath of what happened, he said it wasn't about black or white. Everyone was picking everyone up. That's the America I know. But you had protesters shut down highways, and they rioted, and more cops were shot at, and more were injured, and one was hit with a concrete block and had his vertebrae busted and his back broken. So it really wasn't about any of that. It wasn't about anybody picking anybody up. It wasn't about any of those things. The president says the overwhelming majority of police are deserving of our respect and not our scorn. Did they? So no act. Anybody acted stupidly? There's none of that, thankfully. He says, when anyone paints all police as biased or bigoted, we undermine those who guard our safety. Well, yes, that's true. He goes, race relations have improved dramatically in my lifetime, but we know the bias remains. We know it. Can we just honor the lives of these fallen officers without having to get into racial politics? Is that even possible? Is it possible? Because we do that every other day of the week. Everyone's told, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a sexist. You don't believe in abortion on demand? You must be a sexist. You disliked the president's health care law? You must be a racist. The word has lost all meaning because it's been applied to simple even disagreement. Do people even know what it is anymore? Because they thought disagreeing with Barack Obama's health care law was racist. So how the hell can you have an honest conversation about anything when simple disagreement has led individuals to call other people racist? Can we have an honest, genuine conversation about that? Is that possible? I'm finished with this. It's a memorial for five officers who were lost in the line of duty. And now he's up there lecturing police departments because I'm not playing the speech anymore. Because he's like, well, you know, we need to, you know, do A, but we also need to hold our police departments accountable. He actually is saying these things up there and I'm not even playing it. I'm not playing it. I had such high hopes. I had such high hopes for this. I mean, this is, I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, he had an opportunity here to not be divisive. He had an opportunity to not lecture. They don't need you to lecture them. If you cannot get up there and just say, you know what, we lost five officers and they died in the line of duty and they were brave. You don't need to get up there and lecture and criticize police. He's criticizing police at the memorial. Now it's turned into this in a matter of minutes. In a matter of minutes. And I don't know, quite frankly, if they're sitting there listening to this, and you can see the faces of these officers dramatically changed. He said this at a memorial for police officers. He said, quote, none of us are entirely innocent when it comes to racial discrimination, and this includes our police department. Should I play this? Let's play. Let's go to it real quick. Let's just see what else there is. Bear with me here. Let's take this live.
To have your experience denied like that, dismissed by those in authority, dismissed perhaps even by your white friends and co-workers and fellow church members again and again and again, it hurts. Surely we can see that, all of us. We also know what Chief Brown has said is true. That so much of the tensions between police departments and minority communities that they serve
is because we ask the police to do too much and we ask too little of ourselves.
Finally, you said something right there.
I wonder what he's going to ask of ourselves then.
As a society, we choose to underinvest in decent schools. We allow poverty to fester so that entire neighborhoods offer no prospect for gainful employment. We refuse to fund drug treatment and mental health programs. We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book. And then we tell the police, you're a social worker, you're the parent, you're the teacher, you're the drug counselor. We tell them to keep those neighborhoods in check at all costs and do so without causing any political blowback or inconvenience. Don't make a mistake that might disturb our own peace of mind. And then we feign surprise when periodically the tensions boil over. We know those things to be true. They've been true for a long time. We know it. Police, you know it. Protesters, you know it. You know how dangerous some of the communities where these police officers serve are. And you pretend as if there's no context. These things we know to be true. And if we cannot even talk about these things, if we cannot talk honestly and openly, not just in the comfort of our own circles, but with those who look different than us or bring a different perspective, then we will never break this dangerous cycle. In the end, it's not about finding policies that work. It's about forging consensus and fighting cynicism and finding the will to make change. Can we do this? Can we find the character as Americans to open our hearts to each other? Can we see in each other a common humanity and a shared dignity and recognize how our different experiences have shaped us? And it doesn't make anybody perfectly good or perfectly bad. It just makes us human. I don't know. I confess that sometimes I too experience doubt. I've been to too many of these things. I've seen too many families go through this. But then what the Lord tells Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart, the Lord says, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. That's what we must pray for, each of us. A new heart. Not a heart of stone, but a heart open to the fears and hopes and challenges of our fellow citizens. That's what we've seen in Dallas these past few days. And that's what we must sustain.
Because with an open heart, we can learn to stand in each other's shoes and look at the world through each other's eyes. So that maybe the police officer sees his own son in that teenager with a hoodie who's kind of goofing off but not dangerous. And the teenager, maybe the teenager will see in the police officer the same words and values and authority of his parents. With an open heart, we can abandon the overheated rhetoric and the oversimplification that reduces whole categories of our fellow Americans, not just to opponents, but to enemies. With an open heart, those protesting for change will guard against reckless language going forward. Look at the model set by the five officers we mourn today. Acknowledge the progress brought about by the sincere efforts of police departments like this one in Dallas. And embark on the hard but necessary work of negotiation, the pursuit of reconciliation. With an open heart, police departments will acknowledge that just like the rest of us, they're not perfect. That insisting we do better to root out racial bias is not an attack on cops, but an effort to live up to our highest ideals. And I understand these protests, I see them, they can be messy. Sometimes they can be hijacked by an irresponsible few. Police can get hurt. Protesters can get hurt. They can be frustrated. But even those who dislike the phrase Black Lives Matter, surely we should be able to hear the pain of Alton Sterling's family. We should. When we hear a friend describe him by saying that whatever he cooked enough for everybody, that should sound familiar to us, that maybe he wasn't so different than us, so that we can, yes, insist that his life matters. Just as we should hear the students and co-workers describe their affection.
We're going to take a break right now, and we have more of the program to come back to. I don't think we're going to carry any more. This is the president's remarks at the Dallas Memorial for these police officers, the fallen police officers. And we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll have more of the program. And we're going to get your calls on this. 844-344-DANA. Keep it here.
Summertime is here, and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle and, of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Ron Largent Show is sponsored by All American Carpet Care, providing professional carpet, tile, and upholstery cleaning throughout Shasta County. They offer specialty services like spot, stain, and pet odor removal with a 100% guarantee. All American Carpet Care uses high-powered truck mount top-of-the-line equipment and eco-friendly cleaning agents, giving you the great results you want. Literally, quality carpet cleaning that you can stand on. Call Alex at All American Carpet Care, 410-8449, or visit ReadingCarpetCleaner.com.
Dana now at 844-344-3262.
You know, the beginning of his speech was actually really good. And I was thinking, you know, this might be his best, most genuine speech. And then he had to go and ruin it by lecturing police at a memorial for 5 fallen officers, by lecturing about gun control, racism, and police brutality. And he had the audacity to eulogize at this event Alton Sterling, a violent sex offender who fought with cops and was in illegal possession of a gun while doing so. And he had the audacity to eulogize this man at this event for 5 fallen officers. Out of everything I have seen from this president, this is one of the most disrespectful acts I have ever witnessed in politics. This beats the Paul Wellstone wake. This beats all of it. And you can see the demeanor of these officers. Their demeanor changed. This is a memorial for five fallen officers. The families of these men did not sit there so you could talk about a violent sex offender. They didn't sit there so you could talk about how it's easier for kids to get a Glock than a book. He actually said that. I have the audio. There are no words. It is one of the most unbelievable things I have ever seen. I mean, it was just so disrespectful. So disrespectful. And then he tried to sit here and say, well, you know, because people are racist and, cops are brutal and all of this stuff. I mean, he was talking about unity at first and we thought it was actually going to be a good speech. Nope. Nope. Wow. 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 Quick break. When we come back, what did you think about? Did you get to hear the president's address? Are you surprised that he did this to it? Keep it here. 844-344-DANA.
The DANA Show.
DANA Lash here. I'm sure you know that I'm a proud member of the USCCA. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm, that's our God-given freedom. And as the 4th of July nears Independence Day, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the firearm and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? A Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great firearm and still have money left over to buy all of the ammo that you need. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And just think, you could get that firearm you've always wanted, plus the ammo with which to enjoy it. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents.
Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hey, this is Carl Baugh from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
Am I being harsh on this? I mean, honestly, and I'm being honest here, I was expecting the worst with his speech, and I was hoping for the best, and it started out great. I was like, oh my gosh, this might actually be his best speech. When it started out, I thought, you know, this might actually, and I'm putting some audio for you guys, by the way, as soon as Twitter stops being a douchebag. I'm putting it in. I'm just an aggravating day. I'm putting it in Slack for you. But it started out so great, so good. And then the last 10 minutes of his address, he lectured the police on police brutality and specifically eulogized Alton Sterling, not making it up. He said, well, you know, you got to imagine the pain his family's in. Alton Sterling chose to put his family in pain by being a convicted sex offender. He was a convicted pedophile who had a violent record that was miles long. He was in illegal possession of a gun and he fought with a cop. Period. End of story. That's the story. That's it. There was a new study out from the National Bureau of Economic Research, and it looked at the differences in the way police use force against different racial groups. And it looked at over 1,000 shootings in major police departments all over the United States, in 10 major police departments, particularly in California, Florida, and Texas. The author of this study, his name is Roland G. Fryer, Jr., and he is the youngest black American to ever receive tenure at Harvard. Now, do you want to know what they discovered? They discovered that when it came to being handcuffed, arrested, pushed to the ground, tased, etc., when he was looking at this study, the Washington Post study, that was compiled in 2013, found that whites actually were more likely to be shot than blacks were by officers, And I'm talking about justifiable, folks. Like, you know, you run at a cop. You fight with a cop. No, but this guy came out with this study where that it looks at force applied. And it looks at percentages of stops. It looks at all of this. It dispelled completely the main talking point. Alan West had a note about this, of Black Lives Matter, that blacks were killed disproportionately by police. Now, this study, when you look at the statistics and you compare that to the Washington Post study from 2013, they correlate. They say the exact same thing, and they were done independently of each other. Pretty unbelievable, right? Now, the police, when you look at this, and this is a New York Times. Now, one of the things that the New York Times did is they looked at use of force and shootings. The New York Times was looking at use of force, bias and use of force, and it found that in terms of use and force, it tended to be black men who would had a higher percentage of use of force for arrest. But it was white men that are shot more often by police. And by a lot more often. Something like 2 to 1. Actually, I think it was even higher than that. But I don't want to delve into the weeds with every statistic. Or we're going to sit here looking at, we're going to be going through numbers of every single police department for the past 5 years. Because it's a pretty... They spent over 3,000 hours doing all the... That was just assembling data alone. So it's a pretty exhaustive. So that dispelled that talking point. And then, like I said, there was the Washington Post. So what we know is that you also have it even gets into the racial diversity of the police force and everything. But the thing is that it's whites have been, and I'm not even saying that, oh, well, whites are being targeted by police. Look, there's a reason why, and I don't think cops wake up wanting to ruin their lives and ruin the lives of everyone else. Sure, you have some bad officers, just like you have some bad people. Alton Sterling was one of them. So was Mike Brown. I don't believe Eric Garner was. And the investigation is still ongoing in terms of Philando Castile. But the problem is that no one wants to pay attention to fact. It's like this, how you have gun homicides at the lowest rate since they've ever been in over 30 years, but fewer than 12% of Americans know about it. I mean, that's kind of crazy. That is crazy.
Do you want to hear the portion of his speech where the actual visual of the cop's demeanor changing in the crowd? Do you want to hear the audio when that happened? It's like 20 seconds.
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to do that?
All right. Here. I've got this ready to go.
None of us is entirely innocent. No institution is entirely immune. And that includes our police departments. We know this. And so when African Americans from all walks of life, from different communities across the country, voice a growing despair over what they perceive to be unequal treatment, when study after study shows that whites and people of color experience the criminal justice system differently.
Now here it comes.
So that if you're black, you're more likely to be pulled over or searched or arrested. More likely to get longer sentences. More likely to get the death penalty for the same crime.
No, that's...
You see what I mean?
Wow.
And then the cops are listening to this, and you can just see their demeanor change behind him.
Because that's none of it's true. There isn't a single recent study that supports anything of what he said. I'm not citing, like, Fox News, guys. I'm citing damn New York Times and Harvard here. So, I mean, either we want to have an honest conversation involving facts, or we just want to screech about identity politics, and it seems that everybody wants to do the latter. I mean, this, for him to say something like that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And that's Well, it's easier for kids to get their cars. Well, they're not buying them. And here's the thing. If he's so worried about them illegally getting guns, then why does he reduce sentences? Why did he commute the sentences of violent felons that had gun charges? Because he did that just earlier this year, if it's so important. That's the thing. You know, these individuals, they don't want to listen to facts. They don't want to acknowledge facts. They just want to screech about identity politics because that prevents them from having to acknowledge the truth. Like, if you disagree with somebody on Alton Sterling, they lose out. They lose their ever-loving mind. What do we know? He was a convicted sex offender. He had a violent record. Why is this important? Because he had a gun. How did he get a gun when he has a violent felon? He was a prohibited possessor. Period. And people are mad about this. Well, let me tell you what. I hope that one day the lack of due process you want to apply to officers who are in the trenches here, have that applied to you one day. You want to deny equal consideration to other individuals. Well, that short stick can be applied to you. And you can have your due process denied, and you can have that. Don't sit here and preach to me about due process when you have a convicted felon who is a prohibited possessor who has a gun on him. 911 was called because he was threatening someone with a gun. Cops show up and he didn't comply and he fought with them. Two different videos. He resisted commands and he wrestled with them. So, no, that is a hazard of doing that. It's a hazard of fighting with cops and resisting arrest after somebody calls 911 on you because you're a convicted felon pedophile who is threatening people with a gun. You could get shot. Alton Sterling made that choice. The cops didn't make it for him. They didn't just decide, hey, look at this guy, let's go get him. And if you think that, you're the racist. You are. You are the racist if that's what you think. And you need to get some, you need to find Jesus for that. Done. So aggravating. These people, I'm done with it. I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I started my night out in the ER with my youngest son. He was running around the house with our dogs. And he tripped over one and fell and slid into the corner of the wall and got a nice gash on his forehead. So we had to go to the hospital, had to go to the ER. And he had to go and get stitches. He got 4 stitches. He did it like, took it like a champ. Get home, and I noticed all of these death threats from this newly created account specifically designed to stalk and harass me on Twitter. And I had been getting some prank calls, which is weird because, you know, it's my number's not listed, all of that. It's difficult to get it. And I had someone who had been blocking their number, and at first I thought it was a butt dial, you know, a couple of days ago that started calling. And then I had this guy, just let me give you a taste of what he was putting out there, because he was threatening to come to my house and beat me to death. In fact, those were his exact words, saying that telling me I was going to learn my lesson and all kinds of stuff. He said, Dana, if I assault you outside of your home, will you shoot me? Because I plan to. Says, you have no right to mock anyone's death. I don't even know what that means. And he goes, and you will be assaulted by me in the future. And he had said before, because he had, I mean, this whole account, it was a newly created account. And it was specifically designed to harass and try to, like, intimidate and all of this stuff. And so he had also tweeted, it said, because I have so many screen caps here, Dana, I would love to come to your house and beat the crap out of you, and you wouldn't do a damn thing. So then, about midnight, I got a phone call. Unlisted number. And again, keep in mind, this is after I had been in my kids, you know, the ER, and dealing with my son, and he had a compression bandage on his head, and we were watching for concussion and all this stuff. Nobody said anything. It was silent. And I thought, interesting, okay. And they called back again. So this time, I'm like, you know what? I'm wondering if this is related to this newly created account. Because if somebody's mad, and it's ratcheted up since the Dallas massacre, and I thought, if somebody's mad because of something I said, then if I'm going to provoke them and I'm going to get them to talk to me, and I did. So I engaged however I could, and I got him to talk, and I recorded the phone call. And he kept saying, well, you're going to learn your lesson. You're going to learn your lesson. And I'm going to make you learn it. And he hung up. Well, at that point, because some of the stuff that I had gotten online, too, was talking about coming to where I work and everything else, I'm like, it's a real and present threat. We need to call police. So we called police. And the police showed up with the black bands around their badges and their hearts already heavy. They respond to all calls now, two officers instead of just one. And they're still arriving and they're still showing up to protect. And they came in, and I happened to know the sister of one of the officers. We spoke. I gave all my screen caps. I gave them the audio. I filled out a police report. They're handing the case over to a detective today. This morning it was handed over. And we're going to investigate. And if we have to get warrants for IP, I'm going to go and pursue it within the fullest extent of the law. And I'm not going to stop until the person's convicted. I will use every resource at my disposal. And I have resources, so know it's coming. And they, you know, making sure that, and they, while they were there talking to us and getting info, the guy called again. And the officer, one of the officers answered my phone. And I could tell it confused the stalker on the phone. It confused him. He was like, hello? Because I know he had been watching me online, and I had said I was calling police and that they were at my house. And I think when he realized that he was on the phone with police and that I'd actually called him, he goes, well, maybe there was a misunderstanding. And the officer's like, really? How so? And then he just quickly hung up. So we have it over to detectives, and we were including the local FBI field office in as well. Because I'm done. I'm not playing with this stuff. You know, especially when you're talking about coming to my house. You know, Texas, we have stand your ground here, and that would be a very bad idea. Because I will see you anywhere I'm at. I will see you before you see me. I'm trained and guarantee this guy is not. So that's how that all went down. And I was talking to the officers, and their hearts were really heavy. And, you know, they're still out there, and they're still serving. They're still serving. And that was pretty amazing. You know, whenever I've disagreed with someone, I've never reacted in that way. I think that they're using terror tactics. I think Black Lives Matter is using terror tactics, particularly with some of the stuff I've seen. If that makes you uncomfortable, then maybe you should convince some of these people in this group to change their tactics, because it is what it is. If you criticize the movement, if you criticize anything, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of stuff happening online. And it's amped up since the Dallas massacre. And it doesn't help that we have our president of the United States up there saying all the stuff that he was saying and trying to make this about police brutality instead of honoring the lives of the five fallen officers. This is messed up times in which we live. That's why I need to take an extra shot of Super Beats. I'm going to tell you what. Super Beats, functional food for circulation that you drink. They were actually targeted, too, if people were threatening them, which is unbelievable. Replace your coffee with a glass of Super Beats. Look, this is a great company. These are people who genuinely, they wanted to do something for health. And they removed all stops. They put a lot of research and development into this. They studied the nitrates that are in beets. They got the idea back in 1998 when these scientists actually won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for studying the effects of nitric oxide on the body. Super Beets is the vegetable most loaded with nitrates. Nitrate rich. That converts into nitric oxide in the body, and that's where your real energy comes from. You will feel a boost in energy and stamina within 20 minutes of drinking it, and it actually helps to support healthy blood pressure, too. And you can feel it in as little as 20 minutes. Jitter-free, 3 grams of sugar, no crash, no beet taste, because they dry them out as heat destroys nitrates. It's just a mild berry flavor. So get your bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after, and you'll get free shipping. It's all guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-664-5617. Or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com.
The Dana Show.
All right, so it's that time in the program for some Today in Stupidity, and man, oh man, we got some.
Well, here we go, and it's a broad generalization, but
doozy.
It's our president.
It's a doozy.
No institution is entirely immune, and that includes our police departments. We know this. And so when African Americans from all walks of life, from different communities across the country, voice a growing despair over what they perceive to be unequal treatment, when study after study shows that whites and people of color experience the criminal justice system differently, so that if you're black, you're more likely to be pulled over or searched or arrested, more likely to get longer sentences, more likely to get the death penalty for the same crime.
Wow.
Wow, wow. At a memorial for fallen officers.
Just look at the numbers, because they don't really reflect that.
No, they don't at all. Man. Folks, God bless you. Have a great night. Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you get your copy. I'll be in Orlando Friday.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Attorney General Loretta Lynch deflected a barrage of Republican questions Tuesday about her decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her use of private email. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte says the Attorney General needs to be more forthcoming about the Clinton matter.
Your refusal to answer questions regarding one of the most important investigations of someone who seeks to serve in the highest office in this land is an abdication of your responsibility.
Congressman Jim Jordan says it was wrong for Lynch to say she'd accept the FBI's recommendation as she sought to quell the uproar following the chance meeting with former President Bill Clinton.
I think your actions made it worse. I really do.
Lynch testified the matter was handled like any other matter. At a memorial service for the five officers who were fatally shot in Dallas last week, former President George W. Bush says at times of fear and division like this, Americans must be united.
To renew our unity, we only need to remember our values. We have never been held together by blood or background. We are bound by things of the spirit, by shared commitments to common ideals.
President Obama also spoke at the service. President Obama has spoken with families of the two black men killed in separate police shootings last week that sparked protests around the country.
The president placed telephone calls to the family members of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Mr. Obama made the calls aboard Air Force One as he flew to Dallas to participate in a memorial for the five police officers killed during a protest last week. Earnest said the president offered condolences on behalf of himself and the First Lady, as well as the American people.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Wisconsin emergency officials say everyone is unhurt and accounted for after 32 people were briefly trapped on Michigan Island and Lake Superior following severe storms. The road was repaired to evacuate people. This is townhall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A ceasefire appears to be holding in South Sudan's capital, Juba, after 4 days of heavy fighting between rival forces left more than 270 people dead.
I've just been speaking to the United Nations spokesperson there, who said that they are assessing the situation. Currently, there is an order for no movement of UN staff, and they're looking to see whether that could be downgraded so that some restricted movement could be made, simply to be cautious to ensure that the city is safe.
That's the BBC's Alasir Leadhead. The day after the Anglican Church of Canada nearly voted not to authorize so-called same-sex marriage, there's been a shocking turnabout. More than 200 delegates attending the six-day General Synod 2016 nearly rejected the resolution Monday night. However, on Tuesday, the last day of the conference, the members stood up to say their ballot had not been recorded during voting late Monday when the resolution failed to pass by single vote. Delegates requested a detailed hard copy of the electronic voting records, and the resolution then passed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A judge in New York has tossed out evidence in a drug case gained through the use of a cell phone tracking device, saying using the Stingray device to locate a suspect's phone without a warrant is unconstitutional.
Manhattan federal judge William Pulley's decision rejects evidence seized from a Manhattan apartment during an international drug trafficking organization probe by the Drug Enforcement Administration. During the search, agents seized narcotics, three digital scales, empty Ziploc bags, and other drug paraphernalia. The judge said the search violated the Fourth Amendment's guarantee people shall be secure in their homes against unreasonable searches and seizures. The ruling's been praised by the American Civil Liberties Union. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal appeals court is telling Utah to keep sending money to the state branch of Planned Parenthood. It overturns an earlier ruling that allowed the governor to defund the organization. The appeals court says the order may have violated the organization's constitutional rights. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
You're acting like a spaz!
Yeah. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Direct line to a good time. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Check the podcast in your hand on demand in your email every day. It's free. BrandmeierShow.com. Uninterrupted the way you like it. ABBA, the Dancing Queen, is being used to quiet down violent souls of soccer fans. Dancing Queen is a fun and unifying force, and so when fans get barbaric at soccer events, they seem to stop when they put this song on. They get crazy, they start throwing things, and then Dancing Queen comes on, and they are using it to quiet large soccer crowds down. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
start dancing.
Dancing queen, because that's what happens. Right. The social media tweets when it went out. Irish and Swedes uniting to belt out ABBA, a thing of beauty. And they showed this on this dude's social media, one of his tweets. And you see all these fans, you know, they look like just you wouldn't want to meet them in an alley.
They're thugs. And they're soccer thugs.
Hooligans. I think in soccer they call them hooligans. Right. Hooligans. Punks. And there they are dancing to Dancing Queen together. Irish and Swedish fans together. Hold on. Irish and Swedish fans, can you believe this? Performing the greatest version of ABBA Dancing Queen ever. Tweet. This is heartwarming, one tweet. With other fans causing trouble, we're singing with our opponents. Lovely. This is how it should be in all soccer stadiums.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. All right. This is the final day. Let's dial Sweden. This is the final day for us to dial a Swede where anyone anywhere in the world can call the number and be connected to a Swede who is answering at that moment. Now, this is real. It was. It's over in today. You have to get an app in Sweden. If you're Swedish, you get an app.
Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden.
That's this
is call may be recorded.
Maybe my favorite thing in the world. This is the first country in the world with its own phone number. And a Swedish tourism executive put this together where if you get the app, you can then, they will, you'll have a, your number will be hooked up to this number. And if you don't believe me, write it down. 301-276-0600. 301-276-0600.
Dial it. Get some Swedish friends.
Right. Get some new friends. We met yesterday. We met a guy named Tomas who incidentally had a rock band.
A lot of people are calling Sweden right now. Soon, a random Swede will be ready to take your call.
A random Swede. I love that. That's amazing. The Tourist Association says that they record all of these calls. Only 68 people have been banned since April, but they're pulling it today anyway. 180,000 people from 186 countries have called as of Wednesday afternoon.
Awesome.
Launched by the Swedish Tourism Bureau to connect callers from around the world to a random Swede so they get to know the country. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Jonas.
Did you say Jonas?
Yeah, Jonas.
Yeah, am I on a speakerphone? You're in Sweden, obviously, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, hi.
I'm a Swede you're talking to.
Yeah, my name is Johnny. I used to dial the Swede. You have the app that says dial the Swede, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
I'm celebrating Midsummer's Eve.
What does that mean?
Midsummer's Eve is the biggest holiday in Sweden next to Christmas.
We're celebrating
the summer solstice.
Oh, okay. So you actually celebrate this. I know just... So what do you do to celebrate it? Where exactly are you? Exact location?
Exact location is Karlskoga. Karlskoga.
Okay. I don't know where that is. I don't know anything. That's why we dial in Sweden. I don't know anything about Sweden. But tell me how you celebrate this. What is it called that you celebrate again? Midsummer's Night Eve? What is it?
Midsummer's Eve.
Okay, Midsummer's Eve. And what do you do?
Yeah, it's an old pagan festival celebrates the sun solstice.
Yes, but what do you do to celebrate? Yeah. Do you drink booze?
We drink. We eat herring, salmon, lots of good food.
Ugh.
Potatoes, and we dance around a midsummer pole, and the midsummer pole is a phallos symbol.
I can't understand that part.
A flight.
Yeah, but, okay, so far here's what I've got. You dance around a pole, you eat herring and shrimp, and then you also throw in mashed potatoes, and then you drink.
Yeah, exactly. The phallos symbol is, to be honest, it's a big penis that is stuck down into earth, and it's representative of summer taking over and fertilizing the soil.
What did you say? What did you say is stuck down into earth? A pole?
A giant penis.
Did you say penis?
No.
Yeah, I said penis.
And he did. That's what he said.
Don't let him say it again.
Yeah, no. What? He said, well, what do you mean by that? What is your name, Jonas?
Jonas,
we've just dialed the Swede. You can dial the Swede. Only last day today. That's it. 301-276-0600. How many people have called you? I don't know what you're talking about with that last line.
Today I have two people have called me. BBC Radio called me asking about the Brexit.
Yes.
and a random English dude from Birmingham.
A random English dude from Birmingham and BBC call. What did you answer then when they ask about Brexit? How do you feel about that?
I feel it's too soon. You have 2 years of negotiations of the exit terms, and so it's too soon to say. All you have now is doomsayers trying to get votes.
Right. Well, you're trying to dance around a pole there and celebrate the Midsummer's Eve. These people are doomsayers. Yeah. Right. You're right about that, Jonas, there, Dial a Swede. You're right. Because you don't know what is going to happen yet. Take a long time to get out. Can I ask you some other questions about Sweden? Because this will be the last time. You know it ends today. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, who are you with right now? Like, when I just called to dial a number of all the people in Sweden, I get you because you had the app. And who are you with right now dancing around a pole and drinking and eating herring? Who are you with for...
Right now, I'm with Nico, who is 10 years old, and we're doing some hoverboard outside on the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You are... Sweden. I got to go to Sweden. You guys just seem so much more relaxed than the rest of the world. The hoverboard, you do know, most of them have... They do explode at times.
Yeah, I heard that. They catch fire.
Yeah, well, doesn't bother you. It hasn't
happened yet with the 10-year-old, huh?
He looks up now at his kids in flames. Hey, what is your kid's name? Can I hear what your kid's name is?
Nico.
Nico. N-I-K-O, Nico.
N-I-C-C-O.
May I speak to him?
I don't think he speaks English.
Oh, okay.
Nico,
so,
do you speak English?
What do you mean? You're asking your kid if he speaks. How would you not know that? How would you not know that, Jonas?
Excuse me.
No, that's okay. Don't worry. I don't want to bother your kid. Let him play around on the hoverboard, but be aware they are dangerous in some places. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. Let me see if you know your country as well as we know your country. Are you ready?
Okay.
How many moose are there in Sweden right now? Moose.
Moose. 400,000, maybe?
300,000 to 400,000. That's a good guess.
No.
Very good.
Pretty close.
In 1944, Sweden was the first to legalize blank. What is it? 1944.
Women's right to vote.
Homosexual relations. That is a fact.
Close one.
Here we go. Swedish parents are entitled to up to how many days of parental leave a year?
460.
480, but I would love some explanation on what is parental leave.
Parental leave is the right to
like
bond with your child.
No. Was it like... I'm sorry. That's what I thought it was, Jonas. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You're right. It's pregnancy. You're pregnant, so they get... That's over a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
But to be honest, the only reference point a child has in the early years is the parents. So it's kind of important for them to be around.
Right.
Maybe in Sweden.
Maybe here. Your parents would take control of their kids, there wouldn't be so many people.
The only reference point for children is the parents, wherever you go.
There you go. Sweden has got it going on. Get this, ladies and gentlemen of America. Swedish parents get 480 days leave if they have a baby. Is that right, Jonas?
Or just the mother?
Right.
Just the mother or both parents?
Is it mom and dad?
I think it's right now. You have both parents have to take at least 90 days, but they usually split it 50-50.
That's amazing. I mean, that is amazing. Yeah. And I thought you were being evasive because you know your son is there. And if a father, you gave me.
It's not my son. It's a friend's son.
Oh, a friend's son. All right. I wouldn't want to take that much time off. I would just say, why don't you stay home with the kid? I'm going back to work. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You say that for 3 days.
Can I ask you a question in regards to that?
Sure.
If you were able to, you could plan your child a little bit and get a spring child, spend your summer, 3 months, 4 months with your child, going to the beach, going out, have a cup of coffee, enjoying time with friends, and spending sandwiches still and willing to do that.
Absolutely.
Is it to work?
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. Oh, no. Other than going to work? Yeah, not that many days. I do, like, buzz at 2 or 3 days.
Two or three
days. Yeah, 2 or 3 days, yeah,
you don't have to take all the days in a concession.
But wait, Jonas, you get paid?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In Sweden, they will pay you to take 480 days off from being after you have a baby.
Jonas, let me ask you something that
I read last week. I read that the Swedish government offered the citizens of Sweden a full salary for not working, and Sweden voted against that because they felt as citizens, they needed to do actual work.
As Jonas is dancing around a pole, watching a hoverboard go by.
That's not true.
Boy, how did I read that?
Because you read the worst things in the world. Buzz reads comics.
I will find that.
Okay.
Jonas.
He's going to call. You'll never get him again. This is the last day to get dollars. You're never going to get to talk to Jonas again.
I will pay to talk to Jonas.
I want to talk to Jonas. Jonas, don't hang up. I want to get your number. But wait a minute. Here's why I'm asking you more questions about your country. What did many Swedes grow up eating? Pea soup and
pancakes.
Wow. I always think these are crazy things on Wikipedia. So Swedes grew up eating pea soup and pancakes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are so many Swedish sandwiches served open-faced?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's...
Maybe you can see what you eat. It's more appetizing to see.
To see what you're eating?
The shape of the sandwich is more appetizing when you see...
According to this, it dates back to the 1400s. Thick slabs of bread were used as plates.
So
they put the bread on top of it. How about that? All right.
Yeah,
what's this?
That one.
What is a red bite-sized Swedish delicacy?
Strawberry.
Crayfish.
Okay.
Do you like crayfish?
The tail of it.
When was the last time Sweden was at war?
1820, 1780.
1814 was the last time Sweden was at war. Swedish?
It's amazing he even knows the century.
Yeah, because most Americans wouldn't even be able to answer any of these questions about their own country. Look at this guy randomly dialing Jonas and his little friend there, Nico, on a hoverboard in Sweden. And here's one more. Sweden became the first nation to ban this in 1979, and it has since been banned by 42 other countries. You were the first there in Sweden to ban what in
1979? No idea.
Smacking children.
Oh, good one.
Right?
All smacking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't spank kids, right?
No. We had a big newspaper headline about it. An Italian man spanking, reprimanding his child in Stockholm.
Yeah.
And it got big headlines. And the Italian guy didn't know. Italian government didn't know what's wrong with it.
Isn't that amazing? They will not allow you to spank your children, and they were the first to do it. 42 other countries have the same law.
Are we listed as having that law?
No, I don't think so.
Because they just put a woman in jail in Los Angeles yesterday for spanking.
Oh, maybe we do have that law. I don't know. I would ask Jonas more about our country than I know.
State-wise, you maybe have it, but federal, you probably don't, right?
Well, they should have told my dad that, but it's too late for that now. He's already buried. The average
damage is done.
Yeah, the damage is done for me, Jonas. I'm never going to recover from it. I think maybe I was a better man because of it. The average Swedish worker works how many hours a year? Excuse me, a day.
A day, 8.2?
4.5.
Average worker.
Well, how many hours do you work a day?
4.5.
How many hours?
8.2.
You work 8.2 hours.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work in the defense industry. I make gunpowder for you guys.
You work in the defense industry making gunpowder for the United States, and yet the last time the Swedes have gone to war was 1814.
Yeah, exactly. I work stone throw from where Alfred Nobel's will and testament was signed.
Look at you. Well, you know what? They just said if people do not like living in America anymore, whoever, if they don't like Trump or whoever gets elected, your country is picked after Denmark, number two safest in the world. Jonas, please keep a room open for me. I'm going to move in with you. You guys sound like you got it together. Jonas, hold on a minute, or I don't want to get your number, okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. No, can I have your own number? They'll tell you about it in a second. Hold on, all right? And now he doesn't want. She dials me.
Second thoughts.
Maybe I can sue them with ABBA. Wait a minute. Now he does because Dial a Swede's over. This is Dial a Swede. Random numbers will hook you up with a Swedish person.
It's Johnny B.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Big song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a simple wine. It's summertime.
Oh, yeah. Summertime is here.
Woo-hoo.
Kenny Chesney. Summertime.
Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off.
Yeah.
Them old cut-offs. And it's 2 bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a used to bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, call it something now. It's a smile, it's a kiss,
yeah.
It's a sip of wine.
Summertime. Finally here. Kenny Chesney.
It's just.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Brandmeier Show.
What's your name?
My name is Johnny B.
Johnny D?
Yeah, Jonathan Brandmeier. B-R-A-N. Do you want to write it down?
Yeah.
B-R-
Yeah.
A-N-D.
Yeah.
M-E-
F-E.
F-E.
Yeah.
I-
I-
O-
O-
E-
E-
G-
G-
Yep.
Yeah.
L-
L-
C-
C-
O-
O-
K-
K-
L- L-
L- L-
M- E- I-
N- E- I-
Yes. U-
U-
N-
N-
E-
E-
O-
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 O. R.
R.
Yeah.
R.
Yeah.
C.
C.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
It's a long name, right?
Wow.
Polish.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, what radio station is this?
B.
E.
C.
C.
E.
E.
D.
D.
F.
F.
G. Y. A.
G. Y. A. Wow. Well, usually they have just four letters.
Yeah, I know. This is different. It's sort of like HD. It's a different sort of a radio station. Yeah, 844-4JB-SHOW. 844-4JB-SHOW. I'd like to get to the bottom of some of the crazy I see in social media. Last week it was the mom who was breastfeeding a baby. Her baby, not a baby. It wasn't like that would be a story right there. Huh. If she were in a Target and she were breastfeeding someone else's baby, that, okay, would be a story. You got that.
Shut up, Johnny!
A Connecticut woman was berated by a man calling her disgusting for breastfeeding her baby in public at a Target store. And she went and shot this video, and 8 million people responded, looked at it, and watched it. This is a taste of it.
No, you rude.
I
know.
Yes. She said they're breastfeeding her baby.
Yeah, screw you.
Because I'm feeding my baby. This man is going crazy. And I'm shaking. He wants a refund because I'm breastfeeding my baby.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm like shaking.
No, don't shake. You're fine. He has no right to be doing what he's doing. You have a baby in your hand.
That's right. Hold on. Jesse Mars on the line. Jesse, how you doing there outside Hartford, Connecticut? How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
I was just saying, and I kind of
misspoke in the setup. I said, there's the lady who was breastfeeding a baby. And I said, you weren't feeding a baby. You were feeding your baby.
Yes,
if you were feeding a baby in a Target store, then I would say, Jesse, it would be crazy. But these kind of videos, tell me what happened from your end, because this always amazes me how people are so angry out there. I just don't get it. You have a baby has to eat, you're feeding the baby, and it ends up where you're right there in the Target store, is it a cafeteria?
Yeah, it was like the Pizza Hut, Starbucks area.
Okay, go ahead and explain it from your end of it, because I'm hearing so many different versions of what happened. Go ahead.
Sure. All I did was sit there and feed my baby. And he was standing at the cashier in the food area, and he turned around and saw me, and then I remember him walking away and then coming back in, and as he was coming back in, that's when he started yelling at me. I think he walked away to find people that agreed with him.
Right.
And that could give him his refund, because I was so offensive to him.
Yeah, this is weird. You're right. I'm looking at the video now. 8 million people, by the way, Jesse, have looked at this video, and they have a lot of support for you out there. It's amazing. But the guy, he's there. He's looking at you breastfeed your baby. And then he kind of goes away. I know you're exactly right. He goes back because a guy comes back from a Target rep comes back, right?
Well, that's actually the video itself is after the whole incident. So he kind of goes back and forth a few times because he's looking for like management to really come and give him his refund.
This is better than Jesse. This is because that's what I'm saying. I want to know where the video picks up. So he's sitting there. So before this video shot, he's looking at you. You see, and you're feeding the baby. And you kind of look at this guy. Does he say to you? Did you exchange glances, like a look of disgust from him, or does he give you some kind of words like, hey, lady, or anything?
He looked at me with utter disgust and said how disgusting I was and that I should be going somewhere else. I should be, you know, can't you do that at home? Can't you go somewhere else? Can't you cover up? That's disgusting. That's disgusting. He just kept repeating that over and over again.
Wow.
And then he got a little bit louder and a little scarier. And at that point, that's when I said my piece to him, which was, I'm feeding my baby. I have the right to be here. Like, leave me alone. Walk away. Leave me alone.
Right.
That's all I said to the man, you know. And then he kept going with that I was disgusting. And then he used some more profanities. And then and that's when everyone kind of came to my rescue.
I can't imagine how free. This is a Target store outside Connecticut, right? Where is it? In Hartford, Connecticut?
In Torrington, Connecticut.
Okay, and that's it's a cafeteria there where now this guy standing.
Did somebody tell him to shut up?
No, because was he alone with you? Because before the video starts, it does look like the Target people came to your aid, but you're feeding a baby, you're a mother, you've got to start to go with the world that we live in today, Jesse. Oh man, this guy could turn. Yeah. He could turn on me and my baby. And yet you said, "I want to be clear." Was he going like this, like looking at you? Oh, you're disgusting.
Like he was angry. He said it very, very angry.
You're disgusting. Was it like that? Like you're disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Eating it, and he couldn't stop. Like he just kept saying and he was saying you're effing disgusting over and over and over again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I mean, he made me feel shamed. He made me feel unsafe. He made me feel, all these awful, awful things. And, you know, he's not the only one that feels this way. Other women get these reactions from people, maybe not so dramatic and maybe not caught on tape, but these things happen in this country. I'm not the only one that this happens to.
Obviously, with the 8 million views, there's a lot of people saying, hey, I can't believe it. This happened to me in this store. This happened to me over here. But I'm worried about that one crazy nut. That's the guy I worry about now. So he's going like this. Remember, the cameras aren't on. You have not yet started your camera on this guy yet, right, when this is happening. You're disgusting. And then when did you say, pass the fear mark and go, you know what, man? I'm not going to listen to your crap anymore. When did that moment kick in to say, I'm just going to do it? Did you start recording right then?
I started recording. I think it's sort of like I knew that everyone around me can see what was happening. And then I kind of felt that sort of backup of support. And I knew that was there, that's when I grabbed my camera. And I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I can get this dude. going crazy on tape, and maybe I can show it to people and people will understand what breastfeeding mothers go through.
Good. That is a good move on your part. Now, did he say to you before the cameras were rolling, hey, you could go somewhere else. Why didn't you go somewhere else and do that? Was it like that kind of a rant?
Well, he said it. He went right into the, you know, you're effing disgusting straight away from, you know, why don't you go somewhere else? Why don't you cover up? It was all very angry. It wasn't like, hey, you know what? This isn't something I'm used to. You know, do you think you could go, you know, somewhere else? Ask me nicely. He didn't ask me nicely. Even if he had, I would have felt, you know, still felt offended.
I didn't read all 8 million comments, obviously, but did you have comments out there, Jesse, where they said, hey, you know what? Because you know how it is out there. There is hate in the world. There's both sides of every story. Did people go, hey, you know what? Maybe you could have just done it. Couldn't you go into the bathroom? Did people, what kind of response did you get on that side?
Sure. I've gotten a little bit of that. Yeah, I definitely have some negative comments. And a lot of it, you know, I'm always surprised when women say it. I'm very surprised when women say it. But
that's hard to believe.
A lot of that response actually comes from women. A lot of them do come from women.
Really? And what do they say? Why don't you just go in and mind your own business and do it where people...
Yeah, like, you know, they'll tell you, like, that, you know, they make cover-ups for that, or, you know, there's designated areas for that, or you know, I always did it in my car. I'm like, I'm not going to be inconvenienced all day long. She has to eat, you know, at least every hour.
So you said that moment.
Usually way more. There's no way I'm running to my car every time she has to eat. That's impossible.
There are not designated areas for breastfeeding.
I know. And a lot of places, you know, some places do have that, but
really?
not in general, not just
the buzz goes, really?
Because the law says you can breastfeed the baby anywhere, anytime.
Yes.
Well, that's
exactly.
But is that the same? Is it the same way all over the country? I know it is in Connecticut,
yes.
Right?
Connecticut is definitely breastfeeding moms are backed up by the law. We can breastfeed anywhere we want, covered, uncovered, wherever I can be in public, I can breastfeed.
I guess what bothers me about it, so you can go wherever you want. Target said we want all of our guests to feel comfortable shopping with us. Our breastfeeding policy, which applies to all stores.
A lot of stuff happening at Target.
No, usually it's Walmart. Now Target's getting some crazy going. That's what's going on there.
How was it resolved with this guy? Did the Target people tell him to shut up and get out, or what happened?
I think in so many words, yeah, they were just trying to kind of cart him out the door. He wanted to leave. I mean, all he wanted was his money back so that he could walk out the door because
it
was so offensive to him.
Did he get his money?
He did not.
Okay. Well, look at the rest of the video. See what happens. So this is when you decided, okay, you got some backing to Target people here. Let me just hear the rest of this video.
Are you okay?
So that's a Target employee, Jesse, asking you, are you okay?
No. That is Sarah. She's one of the shoppers that came to my aid.
See how nice that is?
She was wonderful.
That's nice. Somebody's literally trying to help a mom feeding a baby in a Target and getting, you're disgusting. Hold on a minute.
I would have intervened. I would have intervened. I couldn't have taken that.
That would have ticked me off. It ticked me off to no end after seeing it. I'm like, this guy, what is wrong with people? Hold on one second.
You shouldn't have to. You're all right. He shouldn't be doing it. You know what? It's fine. He should relax.
Is there somebody going to
look at all these wonderful people.
No.
Are you crying there, Jesse?
I am, yes.
Yeah, because I hear you say, look at all these wonderful people coming to my aid, and I didn't notice that you were crying. And then I see the Target people taking them out. Right?
That's exactly what's happening, yeah.
Right, you mean you already got the hormones flying because of the baby.
Exactly.
And then
she's only 5 weeks old, so I'm 5 weeks postpartum.
I can't believe you would have to go through that. I apologize for America for having that go. It's just upsetting to me. And look at this guy. These are the guys you wonder about. There's ways to handle. If he didn't like that, he's got every right to not like that. It's okay. You don't sit there and tell a mom she's disgusting, get out of my face, said effing, swearing.
Completely unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable on every level.
It's unacceptable. So the Target people, they helped you out. They said customers, by the way, could also use the fitting rooms to breastfeed their babies. They'll do whatever you want to do. But Connecticut law protects women who breastfeed in public. Wow.
Yeah, they do. And Target was great. The Target employees that came to my aid during that moment were great. They came straight up to me and said, you have the right to breastfeed in our store anywhere you want. You know? And they made sure I knew that. And I told them I did know that. I'm fully aware of that.
Right, right. Were you shaking? Were you nervous? Because I see you got emotional at the end. It just hit me that you were like, wow. I don't know why you wouldn't be nervous. I'd be freaked out with a guy like
this. Yeah. I think the second I grabbed my camera and I was filming, I didn't feel so nervous or scared because I knew that the people were on their way to help. And once they were there, that's when I kind of let loose and let, like, the emotions kind of come over me because I was scared and I was, felt shame. Like, I felt like I was put in this place, but once they came to my aid, I definitely felt a lot better, and I felt like I was able to let my emotions kind of come out.
Oh, man, it's uncalled for. It's terrible. I'm sorry it happened to you. Someday you'll show this to your baby and show them what not to be like to people.
Exactly.
I mean, really. What's the name of your baby?
Her name is Zinnia.
Zinnia?
Zinnia.
Zinnia, yep. Okay. And I'm glad you weren't just feeding a baby. I'm glad you were feeding Zinnia.
Your baby.
And not just a baby. But this is a horrible story, but yet I think it's got an interesting... you may have done some real good here because, you, as you say, a lot of women have to deal with something like this. When you got to feed the baby, you got to feed the baby. That's it.
Yeah. There's too much out there with people against women just feeding their babies. I think it's pretty awful.
I think it's just to me, it's that, but there's more than that. It's just that people are no longer civil to one another. It's just like people are just becoming evil, and I don't like it one bit. Jesse, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
it.
Sorry to hear about this, but I'm glad you put that video out. Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jesse Marr, outside Hartford, Connecticut, in the Target store, minding her own business. There was really, if you look at the video, there's nobody in the Target cafeteria except one guy, and it just happens to be that guy that says, hey, you are effing, to a mother, you are effing disgusting. While you got
to... I lose my mind if I heard
that. Yeah, this is why I'm afraid of Americans.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Business is bad because they're blaming the millennials. One company said younger employees, the millennials, don't deserve overtime because they slack off far too much through their regular workday. Yeah. They spend 50% of their time engaged on social media, internet, texting on phones, and other unproductive activities. They don't deserve overtime.
They don't mind working, but they mind working hard.
Right. The new trend is seeing how many Cheerios you can stack on top of your baby's head.
I saw that yesterday.
Is that real?
I saw a picture. They put the Cheerios, they piled the Cheerios on the kid's nose, a baby's nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is wrong with you all? Is there nothing? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Looks like the kid's a unicorn. I'm looking, ladies and gentlemen, for you people who are driving. I'm looking at a picture of a baby, the Cheerio Challenge, and they take a Cheerio, a new viral trend called Cheerio Challenge.
There you go. Look at that.
Oh, let me see. What is wrong with people? Are you serious? Where parents see how many Cheerios they can stack on top of their baby.
A sleeping baby.
A sleeping baby, because the baby obviously doesn't move. If the baby moves, the Cheerios will fall away.
Good thing,
look at that one.
Yeah,
it's on the head, on the back, on the butt, on the legs. This is child abuse.
Well, not really.
What is going on here? It's kind of like Jenga, but using cereal instead of blocks. Oh, in order to do the trend right, the cereal challenge right, you're supposed to put it on the baby's head. That's the only way it really works. The current record is 16. That's online right now. 16 straight up on the head. On the back doesn't count.
That's funny, though.
Okay, do you really think there's a mom and dad out there right now going, hey, honey, we should try that. I heard about it on the...
Really?
Because there's people out there thinking about everything.
Oh, my God. I'm afraid of America. Are you kidding me? Oh, that doesn't make a bit of sense. What's the fun in it?
Well, you know, it's an accomplishment like everything else. I mean, first of all, you have to have Cheerios, and the good news is I've got some Cheerios in the house.
And you're going to tell me that you eat Cheerios now?
No, I don't. My daughter does.
But they're in the house.
They're in the house.
Why don't you see if you can stack them up on her head?
She won't sit still.
Sit still for a minute. How do people even, somebody thought of it. Somebody said, hey, I'm just sitting around and bored watching my baby sleep. Let me see how many Cheerios I can put on his head. Then they took a video of it. Then it goes out. Was this stuff always happening in the world until the internet, until social media? And we just didn't know about it. I mean, like, was my dad just sitting around going, oh, let me see how many Cheerios I can put on my son's head? I don't think so.
You're not, maybe not Frank, but other, I mean, yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Just going, hey, you know what we ought to do? We're so bored.
Right.
So bored, we ought to just put some Cheerio. How bored do you get?
Although, you know, maybe if you can't photograph it or film it or video, maybe it loses.
Never happened. Tree in the forest. Right. Yeah, if I tell you about it, back in the day, you just have to tell some, hey, Buzz, you know what happened the other day? Yeah, my kid was sleeping, and I decided to see how many Cheerios I could stack on top of her head.
You idiot.
Oh, interesting. Johnny, that's great. I'm No, look at this picture on my screen. See, you got to show it.
If you got a picture, that's entertainment.
Right. Right. Oh, man. I don't get it. So you get a box of Cheerios, you sneak up beside your sleeping baby, then one at a time, you stack as many Cheerios as you can on their head.
It is an accomplishment.
Is it really?
Well, you got to do it without waking the kid up, then you photograph your accomplishment, and somebody has a world record.
Who's going to sanction that as a world record?
Well, until he sees another picture, or he or she sees another picture with more Cheerios, with 17 instead of 16, he's the man.
Whoever you are out there that stacked the Cheerios on your baby's back, forget about it. That doesn't count. It's supposed to be on the head, okay? Wow, what a waste of time.
We have to follow the rules here.
What? Yeah, exactly right. What a waste of time.
Honey, bring me the Cheerios.
Cheerios! I got... Honey, can you bring me the Cheerios, honey?
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Days this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. Former President George W. Bush joined President Obama in speaking at a memorial service Tuesday for five Dallas officers killed last week.
The former president and current Dallas resident paid tribute to the slain officers.
We're proud of the men we mourn and the community that has rallied to honor them and support the wounded.
And Mr. Bush called on Americans to reject the unity of grief and fear.
We want the unity of hope, affection, and high purpose.
He urged Americans to remember their common ideals as a means of bridging divisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she's comfortable with her decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her misuse of property mill servers.
Lynch telling Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte the decision was made by career prosecutors.
It was a unanimous recommendation as to how to resolve the investigation what the information that they had received.
Do you agree with the conclusion?
And I accepted that recommendation.